Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this July 14th Tuesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast as we attempt to alert our fellow humans across the planet to the fact that a scientific dictatorship in the last 100 years has been financed by the world's elite based in Europe, England, and the United States predominantly, and that they are carrying out planetary eugenics, chemical, biological, and radiological attacks against all of us on record, and that they are now intensifying their programs of soft kill, beta testing their operations. All the evidence is clear. They are preparing in the near future for a massive jump point from just soft killing 30 million people in Africa, a few million in the rest of the world with HIV, and other engineered bioweapons to more advanced, more degenerative systems that have a faster kill rate. Now, I'm not going to just open the start of the show up with this today, though. I'm going to cover it in the second hour because I reviewed some of the last few days' radio I've done, Sunday and Monday, and there's a lot of key points and background I didn't cover, and I want to just coldly and matter-of-factly cover some of the information that we haven't gone over in the second hour today. And so in the second hour today, I'm going to go over all that information. We also have Michael Shedlock to talk about some of the different organizations and companies and brokerage firms, including himself and his organization, that track the real unemployment rates, the real inflation rates. So the global economic analysis head will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then Larry Pratt is popping in to give us the latest attacks on the Second Amendment and Judge Sotomayor's activities. You know, I watched some of her hearing yesterday, and it was sophomoric, to say the least, pure emotion. It was all about how all the greatness she'd had as a woman and as a Hispanic, and about her mommy and her daddy. And if you don't like her, you're a racist. See, if I don't want to turn my guns in, I'm a racist. I don't like Hispanics. And if I don't want to have federal government control all hiring and firing, and if I think somebody who's Hispanic that gets a higher test score than a black person, if I think the Hispanic person should get the job, I'm a racist. And if I think a white person that gets a higher test score than a Hispanic should get the job, I'm a racist. If I think a white cop gets a better test score than a Hispanic cop, and that he gets passed over for promotion and the Hispanic gets the promotion, I'm a racist if I think that's discriminatory. If a black man gets a better score than a black woman, well, if I think the black man should get the job instead of the black woman who made a lower score, I'm a racist. It's all part of race politics playing us off against each other. So we'll talk about the Supreme Court head who wrote a book. In fact, I have a copy of it. I had it around here somewhere last night. I got to go run around the office and find it. I was reading it and don't know where I left it. I looked for it for a few minutes before I went on air. But I have the quotes where she believes in total gun ban. She believes you have no right to keep and bear arms. Boy, that sounds like a good Supreme Court justice. But see, if I don't turn my guns in, I'm racist. This is the Soviet-style mind control. We're going to open the phones up on this issue and a bunch of other issues in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Directly to your calls in T-minus 3 minutes. Stay with us. InfoWars.com is the front line of the InfoWar.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at makeherbalmedicines.com. That's makeherbalmedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are locked and loaded, ladies and gentlemen. You have found in the front lines of the InfoWar. I am Alex Jones. This is your wartime broadcast transmission to everybody in occupied territories around the planet under occupied New World Order control. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is beginning to realize the technocracy that is being built around us, the electronic technological enslavement system control grid. There is hope. We can break the spell of mind control that is over the population. The globalists do not have total control over the planet yet. They are trying to perfect their tracking and tracing and surveillance and oppression system. They are moving very, very quickly because they know we are becoming wise to them. But as their grid expands, as it locks down more and more, it will be harder and harder to break free. So we should not take for granted the fact that we are on air, that we still have YouTube, that we still have Google. Well, they've actually shut down Google Video where you can't upload. That we still have some internet freedom, that we can still have our websites. The government's openly announcing worldwide. The planetary government is openly announcing plans to shut down and curtail and restrict and tax and trace the internet. We don't have long. We've got to fight on multi fronts to keep the internet free and open. while understanding the enemy's already shutting it down and using it every day that we can to get the word out to the people. Look, they have a bunch of mandatory flu vaccine news all over the newspapers and TV, how they're going to forcibly inject the population. It's on Good Morning America. It's on Fox. It's on CNN. They're talking about forced inoculations for the entire British population, the entire U.S. population, a federally mandated triple shot produced by Baxter Pharmaceutical, who was caught mixing the weaponized bird flu with vaccine in Europe. There was then vaccine trials, but the London Telegraph and French news agency will not report what vaccine company it was that did the bird flu trials and killed a bunch of people. They just say folks died. It's all tying into eugenics, and I want to break down what I see happening in the next hour. So a very important next hour. We're going to get into the economy in the third hour, and then the Second Amendment and your phone calls, and Sonia Sotomayor. And all the other things that are happening in our economy and our society, that is coming up. But I keep promising myself that I'm going to do a little bit better job about actually getting to your calls. And so I'm going to open the transmission up right now with your phone calls. Let's go to them now on this 14th day of July, 2009. Jeff in Texas is first out of the gate. Jeff.
Hi, I wanted to address this eugenics-based school of thought that there's not enough food on the earth to feed our huge population, and give an example of how that's false. I was doing some research recently on Lawrence of Arabia and how he led a band of Bedouins across the Nefud Desert to attack the Turkish-controlled Gulf of Aqaba in Jordan. And while I was researching it, I was tracing their steps over Google Earth. And as I panned out looking at the whole Saudi Arabian subcontinent, I was making out these strange patterns. And there were huge clusters of these little dots. And as I zoomed in, at first they looked like black circles. And I thought, are these like pools of oil? So I zoomed in a little closer, and there's thousands of these things. And they're actually green circles. And if you get in closer and closer, you'll see that they're green fields fed by these circular radial sprinkler systems.
Yeah, what they're doing is they have desalinization facilities, and they're greening Israel, they're greening Jordan, they're greening Saudi Arabia. Humans actually, in many cases in history, green areas and develop areas, but the globalists know that the Earth is doing just fine. That's why they're recklessly engaging in cross-species genetic engineering that I believe is an actual threat. A lot of top scientists and geneticists and engineers, genetic engineers, have documented. That's why they're so reckless. It's all about training the public to turn off their survival instinct. And what the establishment does with psychological warfare is they take our individual survival instinct, and there's only one thing that trumps our individual survival instinct, and that is the tribal survival instinct, where a warrior or a woman, if cornered in that case as well, will actually fight to the death willingly and go through great levels of pain and dismemberment before succumbing when they activate the tribal survival mechanisms, sectors of the brain. The enemy is going in and activating tribal survival mechanisms, saying the earth will die, humanity will die, if we don't have carbon taxes and green police and micromanage every facet of your life. That's why they've got History Channel and Discovery Channel and CNN and Fox and ABC news pieces saying the earth is dying. We will all soon die. Houston will soon be swallowed by the Gulf of Mexico. We've got to build an emergency dome over Houston. They put this on the news every week in Houston. We're all dead. Global warming's going to release bioweapons. It's going to kill everyone. So when they really do release the bioweapons, folks will think, oh, we brought it on ourselves. It's a plague. It's God. When really it's the elites playing God, and they've taken our survival mechanism and turned it in against itself. But I'm sorry, you were talking about greening of the earth.
Yeah, so I did a little checking on it, and it turns out Saudi Arabia is becoming a net exporter of wheat and barley, and not only are they getting their water from desalinization plants,
but
they're getting it from deep water wells. And we've got to import pears from Chile.
And they're getting it from moisture evaporators. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to import pears from Chile here in Texas. Give me a break.
It was all done by design. Well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Very well said. The globalists brag. I mean, this is public policy that they pay companies to offshore. They put regulations, fines, and fees on farmers and ranchers, and they set up cartels in the distribution of farm products to where it's economically impossible to have sustainable agriculture in the United States. Further domestication. It's all about shutting you down. There's a word for it. It's the most total form of war. It is the oldest form of war. It is called siege. You are under siege. Siege. Government is a siege engine to destroy all independence, all strength, all standalone, families, communities, organizations, races, ethnic groups, all the global homogenization, the global corporate culture that is death, that families are bad and children are bad and old people are bad and let's euthanize everyone. Read the newspapers. Read Tom Daschle's book about euthanizing the old and not giving someone who's over 60 eye surgery. It isn't some right-wing Republican piece of propaganda about the health care bill and the health care plan. It says rationing. They've done rationing in Germany and England and Canada. Tony Blair in the House of Commons, I have a video of it somewhere around here, 5 years ago was asked, hey, this person waited 18 months for brain surgery and died when it was completely operable, the 98% success rate, but you got to have it within 6 months, and the person waited 18 months and died. And Tony Blair said, yes, that's true. They were above 60. You want government health care? You want the eugenicist to have control? Ah, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Todd in Alabama. Todd, you're on the air. Todd dropped off. Okay. WC in Texas. WC, you're on the air.
Brother Jones, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, I just want to let you know of some small victories that's taking place out here in Deep East Texas. Basically, real quick, I'm 26 years old. I've been awake for about 3 years now. I have to confess, I woke up to Behold the Pale Horse, written by Mr. Bill Cooper. It was eye-opening. And as I was backpacking through Australia, New Zealand, around that part, I met so many people from around the world, the international community, that is even more awake than a common man here on the street. So I've made it my personal goal to come back here and inform all these good-hearted, well-intentioned rednecks out here.
You are a missionary. All of us are special forces operatives fighting for free humanity under emergency species survival. And you've all got to activate immediately in your area and begin deprogramming operations. It is life and death situation. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I agree. And I've also been unofficially involved with HoustonTruth.org here in the greater Houston area. And given the population here, the illusion is still alive and well in the Houston area as people feel like that everything's still okay. They still have a job. They're still turning a false profit. And
NASCAR's still on.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know, got to worry about the restrictor plate instead of learning who is really restricting us and who is eventually going to keep the food off our plate if we don't wake them up to Codex Alimentarius, how that is snowballing on us.
And animal so ID, many. Premises ID.
Yes, sir, it's scary. And when you talk to folks about it, they look at you like you have completely been mind wiped. And
well, that's why the best weapon is Endgame and Terror Storm and Obama Deception. Just give them a film and say, hey, Bubba, tell me what you think of this.
Sir, I do. And even after I hand it to them and they watch it and I get their feedback, they say, well, how come we didn't know about this? How come? And then you go into all the different ways of how it's right there in front of your face. It's just not apparent.
But remember, stay there. I'm going to hold you over. But remember that you plant a seed, it takes time to grow. So it's only your job to plant the seed, to give them the warning, and then they're going to laugh now, but later, and it may be when their family's dying from a bioweapon attack launched by the globalists. They'll at least wake up then and get religion.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Next hour, when I get into eugenics, I want to talk a little bit about the overall architecture of what the New World Order is building and what they plan to set up. Let me give you a little headline of what ties into it. This is from Fox News Today. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. See, their food source is going to be us. Movies like Terminator, folks, the term Skynet, that's what the eugenicists called for 50 years ago. In fact, more than that, if you watch the film made in the 30s out of H.G. Wells' book, Things to Come, the United Nations forces come in and biologically use weapons to kill you. And then they have their robot forces that mop you up, and they, many of the actual documents talk about how they're going to feed their robots with our dead bodies. Oh, now it's the Pentagon's plan. Oh, see, you cannot imagine the fathomless evil. Can you imagine if those in those Terminator movies, if it had the robots feeding themselves with little biological engines off of our dead flesh? So they keep going and going till we're all dead. And the entire military is converting over to robots, to drones. And then the globalists don't need you anymore, military. They can just launch their operation. They have robots that work on the robots and the big mech factories. I know that sounds like 2009. Oh, it is 2009. We're in Buck Rogers. But see, we're in this frozen level of technological development while the elite are in the more advanced technological system that's suppressed from the public via national security. Going back to WC, and we're going to go to Andrew, Sampson, Russell, Alexander, and others. Go ahead, WC, finish up your point.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to end with this. Here in Houston, we have a core group of patriots here at HoustonTruth.org that are bona fide and peaceful. We always stress the peaceful part because there's been some strange things occurring, because I really feel like we are making a difference here. But anyone listening...
No, they send feds in. They send army in. That's admitted in Houston.
Sure.
And they say, let's go carry out violence, and you've just got to photograph them and put their face on the web. The way to handle these operatives is to photograph them. Pull a camera out and say, I know you're fed, and they'll freak out and run off. Because you got to watch them. They'll plant drugs on you, anything. These are immoral, anti-American criminals. They're equivalent of Nazis or Soviet agents under Stalin. They are complete enemies.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say, next Monday, we meet at the Black Labrador Pub at 7 p.m. Anyone listening in the Houston area, please come out if you want to make a difference peacefully, handing out true information.
Got it. But at the same time, we don't have to just keep monitoring we're peaceful. Because when the feds show up to say, let's go kill cops, you just take a photo of them, walk out to their car, and post it on the web and say, this person's a cop. And they'll always be a cop or special forces. They've been busy pulling Iraqis' little kids' teeth out in front of their mamas and raping them with battery acid. That's in the Army's own report. And now they're back here to kill the country. We're going to have to deal with them, period. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think I know what I like best about you.
What's that?
You get people to think for themselves. Anyway, in relation to the recent decision, especially with the Supreme Court determining that a person does not have the constitutional right to DNA testing to prove their innocence. As I recall, there was about 32,500 at last count from the DOJ as to prisoners who are asking for the DNA testing.
Well, they found that a third of people tested on death row or innocent, and the government likes to send innocent people to prison. It's all part of the fun. And no, it's just a completely corrupt, bankrupt system run by criminals.
That, since for about 3 or 4 years now, the DOJ has had about $7 million budgeted specifically for testing those prisoners. They won't spend a cent of it. Not one cent. Just on a quick side note, just for all the listeners out there, one of my little hobbies is to stand outside of the state-run prison facility during shift change with a drug dog. Well, you could see how clearly a lot of the guards, about 30% of them, will run off to their vehicle, and there'll be a lockdown at the prison because so many guards called in sick kind of thing. And the rest of the guards, they hate these guys because they know that they're causing a lot of the issues inside the prison because... simply like this, something that will cost you $4 worth of tobacco. They're in prison for $100. You know, same thing with all the other things. It's a way to doubly enslave these people. It's not so much that you're even putting them there, but then you're putting them there and then giving them very things.
No, we've confirmed in Austin, the parole officers tell all these homeless people, you bring me money, you're going back to prison. And so that's why they're so aggressively panhandling. Of course, everything goes to the government. Even the zombie homeless people are there to bring the government the money.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
All right, coming up.
The hairs on your
in 26 minutes from now, I'm going to do an hour on wide spectrum eugenics and just the overall plan and program in light of the White House science czar directing right at 90% of technological development in the United States, right at 90% of all the university and private funding for pure research is paid for by the federal government, by DARPA, that Eisenhower warned us about back in 1960 in his farewell address. And he's saying forced abortions, infanticide, put drugs and chemicals in the food, water, and the air to sterilize you, eugenics, euthanize the old. It's all happening. But in light of that, I thought I'd go over their plan for forced flu shots in the fall. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get away with this, but they're announcing it's going to be forced and announcing they're going to try to do it in England and the United States. 3 shots. It's a new special shot. They really care about you and want you to take it. They also want to sterilize you and publicly say so, but so let's just trust them and take it. So that is coming up the next hour, and I'm going to continue with your phone calls. with Russell, Alexander, Steve, John, and others that are patiently holding. For the next 5-6 minutes, I'd like him to pop in once a month or so. Marty Schachter, owner of Calbin Pure Soap Company out in beautiful Oakland, California. They've been organic since before organic was even cool. 1947, you can do the math, that's 62 years or so. Started it with his father when he got back from World War II. He was in the chemical corps and noticed that the soaps were no longer available on store shelves, made out of vegetable and fruit essences. It was all suddenly chemical distillates from chemical plants, from oil refineries. And so they started Calbin Pure Soap. And now 60-plus years later, you're actually able to buy it from them for the first time ever to Genesis listeners. You know, they've been advertising here for 5 years. Before that, it was only to hotels and hospitals and to big institutions because they wanted good soap. The folks running things know what real soap is. They're the ones that give you chemical weapons as your soap, all part of a big joke for them. And so I wanted to bring Marty up to tell you a little bit about his fine products and the tote bag, the sampler tote bag. And you know what? I clean under my arms with Calbin bar soap. I wash my hair with Calbin shampoo today. Not even because they're a sponsor, because it's the best soap out there. I've tried it all. It's the best. And that's what we use in my house, what we wash our clothes with. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. I love your endorsement. That was beautiful.
Well, I only push and promote what I believe in. God, guts, and guns, and Calbin Pure Soap.
That's wonderful. I appreciate talking to you and your listeners. It's always a joy every month to do that.
Marty, tell us about the tote bag and why people should get a sampler of it.
Well, you know, there's such a big difference between the detergents that are sold in the supermarket and the soaps that we make, the old-fashioned soaps, which doesn't create lint and all the skin problems and all the toxicity. The products on the shelf are junk science. They're synthetic. They're chemicals. They don't do the job they're supposed to. They deteriorate the clothing. They rust out the washing machine. We don't do that. We're old-fashioned. We make soap from the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century, when soap was the most common item sold in the marketplace, like White King, like Ivory Soap, like Does everything. All these products that are gone. We still make soap. They're triple concentrated, nothing like it in the country. You will not only use it, you will not only like it, you will love it. We create love affairs with all the users of our all-natural, pure soap. You've got to get it. You've got to try it. You've got to believe this is the best for you. And all you're going to say after is, where have you been all my life? I never heard of you. We're the world's best-kept secret.
Well, also,
heard of us, but
also Marty, cutting through, not buying Procter & Gamble and all those guys with their massive advertising budgets of billions a year that they pass on and cost to people, because your factory directors, there's not all the middlemen, there's not all the distribution, it's just from your factory directly to their doorstep, directly to their home, and so it's 85% off supermarket cost on average.
That's the savings that we offer. No distributor, no jobber, no wholesaler, no one in between to mark up the products 50% and more. We sell it direct. We guarantee it unconditionally. I mean, we're talking about satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Marty, fire out the toll-free number for folks to call and get one of the sampler tote bags. Fire out the website.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. My son is waiting for you. My daughter is waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Let us change you. Let us take you out of coach and put you into first class.
Absolutely. Give them the toll-free number, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Or look us on the web, 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. We're there to serve you, to guarantee it, to clean you, to make sure to save you a fortune of monies that are going down the drain every day with Procter & Gamble, Lever Brothers, Colgate. We mention their names because they're the ones that are giving you all this junk science, this hypnotism, this way of buy our products. Well, we don't do that. We rather educate you than sell you, educate you to a better life, better cleanliness, better future.
Yeah, the absolutely. It's five is the number, or you can spell it out, fivestarsoap.com, fivestarsoap.com, a banner up on jonesreport.com and infowars.com. If you forget the URL, that number one more time, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. We're awaiting you. We'll take care of you like the supermarket does not take care of you. We will.
Now, Marty, give us your departing customary limerick.
Well, I've been so many requests for this limerick that I want to do it a little slower so that people can write it down. Are you ready to write it down? Here we go. A bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Oh, it's getting a huge applause there, ladies and gentlemen. Where is that coming from? Oh, my gosh. The guys are fans for you in there, so they gave you that. Now we're turning into the Johnny Carson Show, and Jaron Neihardt is your Ed McMahon. Hey, Marty, keep it up. You're one in a million. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Fivestarsub.com. Take care, my friend. Have a great week. Okay. All right, coming up is my eugenics breakdown. I've spent the last few days covering it, but I want to just coldly go over it and kind of give you the big picture as well and how this whole control grid ties into it coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Samson in Alabama. Samson, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just want to thank you for everything you talk about. I have two things I want to talk to you about. The first thing is... I went to Quetzi.com when I heard about that eco-science book, and I started looking at it. It's just, like, crazy, the sheer charts and everything. I've been looking over that book ever since I heard about it, the charts, and just the whole plan they got in that book is just crazy.
And this is a proposal, government-funded policy report written by Bush's, one of Bush's top science advisors, and co-authored by John P. Holdren. So it's just like you've got John Kerry and George W. Bush both being related, being cousins, and being from the same secret fraternity that only has 10 members a year, 150 living members or thereabouts, and then they magically run against each other in 2002. You've got the two people that co-author a government policy book. That's what this was written for, as a proposal for policy. This is the guy who was the head of Harvard, and he writes it with Bush's science advisor. I mean, they mean business. And what's incredible is NewsHounds, one of the kind of establishment liberal websites, came out and basically said that we were making this up and that it was right-wing propaganda when we just posted the scans and pages and footnotes of his book. And we have thousands of other pieces of data. And he says global government, CPS to take everyone's children, forced sterilization, poisoning the water, food, the air. He's the same guy in the Associated Press calling for spraying aluminum dioxide on us, which admittedly gives you Alzheimer's and all sorts of neurodegenerative diseases. That's on AP and Reuters. And they send me emails and they comment in our stories saying we're lying scum, and a major website says we are liars and it doesn't exist. I mean, and I was looking at videos of myself on YouTube, just scanning through them real fast, reading the comments, and they're going, Alex Jones is insane. This is all lies. So it doesn't matter if you can go to Amazon.com and buy the guy's book. Doesn't matter if we've got it. Doesn't matter if we post scans of it. It doesn't exist. Just like Al Gore isn't calling for world government. Just like they said 3 years ago, the carbon tax. I had Rothschild on, heir to the Rothschild fortune, David de Rothschild on, son of Lord Rothschild. And I said, your carbon tax is a tax. And he said, no, there's no tax. You're a liar, and laughed at me. And then now they've passed the tax. I mean, I'm getting emails saying it's not a tax. Do you understand the willful ignorance, Simpson?
Yeah, I understand it all. Have you saw all the quotes they have in that book of just eugenics? That's all that's in that book is, like, every other page they just have massive quotes upon quotes. And, like, the end of each page. Have you saw that?
I'm going to be honest with you. I became aware of this last Friday. I spent several hours Saturday and Sunday reading 200-plus pages of it. It's 1,100 bad boys long. Others are reading through it, and we've already found and posted, I don't know, 20, 30 quotes where he says, we will forcibly drug you. We will take your children. Everyone will be ruled by social workers. We're going to put implantable chips in you. We're going to control you. We're going to euthanize every. I mean, these people, we're going to use wars. We're going to use famine, just like State Department Memorandum 200. Official government policy says it. And no, I have not. I'm busy trying to finish the film I'm making and do radio shows and finish a book. And yes, I'm battling to read the whole book. I am battling to try to read the whole thing. And we don't even have the personnel. We're trying to hire more people. That takes time. I'm not whining. Then we've got to watch out for infiltration. We have had an infiltrator before. I mean, I'm living in the real world. I'm living under hardcore enemy operations while trying to fight and warn the people. I'm getting just smashed by mainstream media, smashed by operatives. And I'm not whining. I'm just saying, folks, this is real. This is real. You're under chemical attack right now. You're under biological attack. Mayday. This is real. Everybody fend for themselves, and you realize the general public is totally sucking their thumbs, not even aware of they're in a war zone under soft-kill eugenics attack. I appreciate your call, Samson. Watch out for Delilah. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wanting to talk about the judge appointment today, how they're doing it up there.
Sotomayor openly says there should be no Second Amendment in a book she wrote calling for total gun confiscation. I have the quotes.
Hey, Alex, this takes me back to the verse in the Bible that goes,
turn your guns in, or you don't like Puerto Ricans.
My rock is not like their rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. You ever heard that one?
Well, yes.
Barack Obama, I want to try to put this real nice because I don't want to sound racist or anything.
Bow before him.
If I had been a slave and cried out because of slavery, and I was going to be the first black president of a major nation, right? Would you tell your people to get on your knees and be raped like a pedophile and be a homosexual? And another thing, would you tell your people to give them hope? Would you tell them, well, kill your children by committing abortion?
That's very racist. I appreciate your call. How dare you be against him authorizing and then doubling the funding for forced abortions in Africa under UN operations? How dare you not want to kill black babies? If you were Margaret Sanger and called black subhuman weeds that had to be killed in public published books, you would be worshipped in Time magazine as a loving liberal. But because you don't want to kill blacks, you're a racist! That is the most sickening racism I've ever heard. Sick. 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 Hand your guns in to Sotomayor. Learn to worship her. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russell, you're on the air. I just talked to Russell. I'm out of my mind today. Alexander in Canada.
Yes.
Alexander, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about the H1N1 virus. A lot of people have the misconception of thinking that it's an actual biological, earthly virus. But what they don't know, and the history books don't say, is back in the day there was no such viruses that would kill like millions of people all in one shot, and then they're giving out 3 vaccines for that one virus.
Trust them. The government has a history of killing troops and blacks and Native Americans and foster children in chemical, biological, radiological tests. I think it's totally normal to just trust them and take all the injections.
Exactly. It's like the mother.
Oh, my God. Are you a racist, too? You're against killing black babies? That's racist.
Not even.
That's,
look,
oh, my God.
Canada,
I'm liberal.
In Canada, you know what's funny is a lot of people are liberal in Canada.
Oh, it's in the news. They take the Native Americans in Canada and still kill them. And if you're against murdering them, you're racist. Oh, you don't want to murder the natives? Oh, my God, you're racist. Oh.
And the worst part is the whole scheme is they shoot it on the news, right? They shoot the H1N1 virus as if it's a pandemic. That's
oh, I know. They'll have like one death a week in the West.
Exactly.
One death in England. And it's like fear-mongering, and they're on the news today saying, don't worry, the triple injection's almost ready. Never mind, you're going to be sterilized and die of cancer. Oh, it's so good. It's so liberal. Oh, it's for the earth.
And the worst part is you got a mother saying, oh, my little child just took the 3 vaccines and he's all right. And then you got a little kid, a random kid coming on with a big smile on his face saying, I feel fine, you know?
I love the injection. Oh, it's good. They're only calling to sterilize us. They only call to euthanize us with implantable viruses in their own documents. Take the shots. Trust them. Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with you people? Oh, it's so liberal.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Reality is so much more intense and amazing than fiction. It's so hard to grasp all the just unspeakably wonderful things in life. And we tend to get even distracted by those and don't notice the true threats lurking beneath the waves. But there are psychopathic control freaks, scientific eugenicists, almost in complete planetary control, and they are killing all of us with degenerative soft-kill weapons. And they'll try to cook the numbers like they cook the CPI, or they cook the unemployment numbers, or they cook inflation numbers. They cook the life-death rate numbers. Every time I cover eugenics, in fact, I'm getting emails going, well, if they want to kill us, how come we're living longer? These are government textbooks. These are State Department official U.S. government policies. It isn't, this is my opinion. This is going on. You understand that? Comprende? But I know the people like that email me. They're not even listening to the show. They don't care. They just want to rationalize and dismiss what I'm saying so they don't have to worry about it. And I understand. Believe me, I wish this wasn't the case. I wish it wasn't true. So that's coming up in the next hour. But it's so horrible, people have trouble dealing with it. It's so wild. But they admit they put sodium fluoride in the water to medicate us, to sterilize us. It attacks those glands in a big way. To dumb us down, it increases bone cancer and many other cancers. That's the government's own admissions, and they put it in the water. Well, they put a lot more in the water, pal. And I've got all these emails and calls and documents getting emailed to me about how, yeah, they're putting hundreds of things in our water now. You know, I work at a plant. I'm going to try to get some photos and send them to you. And the slaves will just see the photos and say it's made up. You know, you can even show them city purchase orders for all the chemicals they're putting in. They know that sterilize the people. People like getting cancer. They like burying their kids. They like their kids' hair falling out and dying of cancer and blood coming out their nose. It's fun. I mean, you must like it. You're not listening to me. You're laughing at me. It isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. That's why I'm not even worried about them killing me. When I get on an airplane, I'm not worried about the New World Order doing something to me. When I walk out in a parking lot late at night, I'm not worried. Because you know what? Nothing you can do to me even begins to compare to what you've already done to my psyche. Knowing I'm in a freak show run by psychopathic killers, and I can't even wake up the general public because they're completely brain dead in a coma under mind control from chemicals and television. See, I got my head screwed on straight, folks. I'm red-blooded. I'm red-blooded. And when I see a bunch of pencil-neck, pointed-head, know-it-all, sicko, Nazi control freaks masquerading with their beards and long hair like a bunch of scumbag hippies, funded by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Queen of England and Prince Philip, who every time they open their mouths talk about how they want to kill us, I get angry and I'm sick of it. And I'm telling the military and police and all of you that serve this system, you listen to me and you listen good. You better get up off your butt and you better research the claims I've made and you better find out I'm telling you the truth. Because I, for the life of me, don't know why you like drinking their sodium fluoride and taking their shots and trusting these killers. All you gotta do is take the challenge and research my claims. We posted all government documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And all you got to do is take the challenge and start down that rabbit hole. And believe me, then you're going to call me up and say, Alex, it's worse than you said. That's right. It's so bad I can't even describe it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Heads up, PrisonPlanet.tv members. T-minus 7.5 minutes, we're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio show. We'll then morph into a TV show for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Continuing with open phones today, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to break down some basics on eugenics and vampiric robots. Yes, you heard me right. Vampiric robots. Vampire robots. Look, truth stranger than fiction. It's AP, it's Reuters, it's Fox News. They got to fund themselves on your dead bodies. That's how they feed. Zombie robots. I can't handle it. God, these people we're fighting are so psychopathic, so evil. They invent new evils every day. I mean, I would never have thought of that. They fund themselves on our dead bodies. But actually, that is the Matrix. And the Army report from 68, declassified in January of 2000, which they then admitted that the Wachowski brothers had seen parts of before it was declassified. I guess the Army did say we would be batteries in hive tanks. And since perception is reality, we would all be hooked into these group hive tanks, and that our own body heat would run the computers that would give us rapture-like happiness. Philip K. Dick, you know, got raided and had his safe blown open by the feds, because when he wrote about all that, the feds flipped out in the 70s and thought he'd been given classified info. I've talked to folks very close to the Dick estate. I'll just leave it at that. I have a video clip. Tommy Pilato was telling me about that a few years ago, about talking to Dick's daughters and about some of the feds and things and why they raided him. But now we know why, because so much of what Dick's books were about, he had just envisioned, almost psychically, many believe, and then that's actually what their program was. But regardless, the government plans to put us all in tanks. That's full-spectrum dominance. You see those tanks in Matrix? That's a Pentagon full-spectrum dominance plan, because no one can resist them worldwide if we're all in tanks, including the military. Hey, I know you feel like you just fell into the Twilight Zone. I'm only covering what they're saying they're going to do. I mean, I'm not even saying they'll get away with it. These people are nuts. I mean, when I read Fox News headline, robots to feed off human flesh, attack killer robots, I guess I had seen that in government documents before. I was thinking that's something entirely new. I guess it's not. It's just, instead of keeping you in a tank and your body heat feeding them, they're just going to kill you and then feed on your flesh. And it's got a little bioconverter that does that. You got to admit, that's a very liberal thing. That's a it's like David Rothschild has a boat he sails around the world on that's powered by human waste. And he's very proud on TV as he gets up on the toilet and brags how he's doing it. See, it's all about how we're going to eat ourselves. Soylent Green is made out of people, but they're going to artificially shut off the resources to where we're basically forced into that type situation. Shutting down the resources. So we will take your calls on these subjects and a lot more coming up. In fact, you know, I just had this idea to get back into eugenics, and there's so many facets. Will you guys print me the story that Paul wrote about Obama's science czar wants to plan to sterilize people through the water, already happening? I think that's kind of an important article. You know, major universities are finding that there's higher levels of hormones in the water than even should be from runoff. Water coming out of aquifers in major cities that isn't involved in runoff, has it added?
It's for your own good to save the earth.
You like living in a petri dish? You like the egg head, chicken necks running everything? You like the little power trips they're on? So this is the revenge of the nerds. You think the nerds, oh, the nerds didn't like not being cool in high school. But see, now they get to sit back and watch you and your family die. They've got the power now. Ooh. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with the real revenge of the nerds.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour of this four-hour transmission. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, I also do a Sunday radio show, an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, since last Sunday, on Sunday and then Monday show, I have been predominantly suspending my regularly scheduled radio transmissions and issues and covering eugenics. Because eugenics was not just the dominant scientific thought of the Western world 100 years ago or 70 years ago or even 50 years ago. It is hyper-dominant today. So I want to show folks this article right here by Paul Joseph Watson. And if you go read the story at PrisonPlanet.com, it is the most detailed out there. Since we began covering this over the weekend, WorldNet Daily, and even some mainstream newspapers have picked up on the story. Fox News has covered it. So have some other national cable TV news networks. Obama's science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control measures. And this is John Holdren, the science czar over roughly 90% of technological and scientific development in the United States. And that's really an old number. With the feds taking over Chrysler and GM, it's even more. But right at 90% of technological research at universities and private institutions is federally funded with taxpayer money. And he wrote a policy book. He's also been the head of technology for Harvard and other institutions. He also was high level at MIT at the time of writing the book. And he wrote it with one of George Bush's top science advisors. And the book is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have much of it scanned in. And the book is Eco-Science, Population, Resources, and Environment. Paul R. Ehrlich, one of George Bush's top advisors, co-wrote it with his wife, Ann H. Ehrlich, and with Obama's chief science advisor, John P. Holdren. Now, every claim we make in this detailed 18-page article is documented by scans of the pages that are up on the site. And every claim we make, every quote we read, we have his actual book. Now, that said, I'm all about shattering the left-right paradigm. I'm all about getting past the fact that big offshore banks control both parties. So getting past liberal and conservative debates and realizing that both parties are bought and paid for by offshore interest. Now, and perhaps you should link to this story. Paul Watson's got it up on PrisonPlanet.com. He wrote a story about supposed left-wing website, NewsHounds, attacked us, said it was all a right-wing, made-up figment of our imagination that we have no proof, and then linked to PrisonPlanet.com and called us black helicopter kooks. Now, this is an example of mind control. Do the folks over at these liberal sites, not just NewsHounds, that are attacking us, do they really believe what they're saying? I mean, we scan the book. We have the book. We're nonpartisan. We're known for being nonpartisan. I cut my teeth going after Clinton as a globalist, then after George W. Bush, and now after Barack H. Obama. These guys are just puppets. We spend all day, every day explaining they're just front men who read off teleprompters. And we explain how you've always got to make it left-wing or right-wing. The right-wing, when they're out of power, gets to blame the whole system on the left. And when the left's out of power, they blame it on the right-wing. When both parties are two wings on the same bird of prey, known as the globalist, the scientific dictatorship. So there's this issue of denial. Now, John P. Holdren is Obama's appointee, but Congress and George W. Bush, in the last 8 years, had his co-author as one of their chief advisors. And we said that in the article. We've said that in our other articles. We wrote another article yesterday with his own quotes. And this is a policy report to academia and government, a textbook, a plan, a program that we see mirrored in United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, passes UN Law 1996, State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Memorandum 200, Declassified 92, made U.S. official policy of the executive in 1973. I just sourced it for you, saying they use war, famine, sterilization, all of this to reduce world's population. I mean, whether you're for this or against it, you should know this is going on. I mean, I keep going back to this article. There's scores of these, and I played you the ABC News clip a few days ago where they said, oh, the world's elite, Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and Bill Gates, and they've given over 130-something billion. They all met in secret, and they discussed how they want to help the poor. And then the group actually, Rockefeller University that ran the meeting, actually gave an interview to the Times of London and said, oh, no, it was about how to reduce population. There's the headline, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. So U.S. media just said, oh, it's the good group. That's the name they call it, the good group. Not the Bilderberg group, not the CFR, not a Bilderberg group steering meeting, which it really was. It's the good group. So Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. And they go over the world government and how world governments needed to carry this out. I mean, this is one of the biggest newspapers in the world. The Times of London is in the top three biggest newspapers in the world. You can debate whether it's New York Times, Times of London, or London Guardian, who is the biggest, but it's one of those three. I mean, this newspaper exists. I want news hounds and others attacking me to know. I mean, I'm giving you Holdren's book. I've given you the scans. I've given you the quotes and what page they're on and posted the page for you, and you just say I'm lying and making it up. Do you really believe the lies you're telling, or are you delusional? I mean, is it fun to call me a tinfoil hat-wearing black helicopter pilot? I mean, I remember making Endgame 2 years ago, interviewing the heir to the Rothschild fortune. And I said, your carbon tax is a tax. You're planning to do home inspections, tax everything we do. That's in the UN documents. And he said, no, it's not. It's not a tax. You're a liar. But I said, sir, you all know it's a tax now. I mean, we can't live in this denial. Saying this doesn't exist doesn't stop it from being real. Perception is not reality. You can be wearing a virtual reality helmet that shows that you're walking on clouds and that there's bluebirds flying past you and angels playing harps. But if you walk off a 500-foot cliff and fall onto spikes below, you're going to die. You can be wearing the virtual reality headset. And that's what this mainstream media and all this culture is a false projection of what reality is, that Saddam has WMDs, and that 19 hijackers from a cave made NORAD stand down and carried out 9/11 and magic passports in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and in New York fell from the sky unburned and were found. That's false reality. That mercury is good for you is false reality. I have CBS News. I have MSNBC saying mercury and lead are now vitamins for your children. I mean, that's Monty Python humor, it sounds like, of some nightmare crazy future. But it's not. I have these newscasts, scores of them. We've played them many times. In fact, I might even get to them later. I do want to play a short clip, though, of MSNBC with Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipping out over 1 million injections of factor VIII blood drug, knowing all of the shots had HIV and hepatitis in them and would kill everybody that took it. And their own documents came out in court cases that they knew it and did it. Not because they wanted money. It was because they wanted to kill hemophiliacs. Bayer is a Nazi company. So is IG Farben. I assure you World War II existed. I assure you Hitler existed. I assure news hounds that this isn't a joke. You know, people always make fun of the Germans who didn't believe that Hitler had death camps. And that's why the generals made the Germans pile up the dead bodies themselves and burn them, the local townsfolks who were in denial. I believe that they didn't think it was going on. I mean, CPS here in Austin kidnaps hundreds of children every week and takes them to facilities where they admittedly rape them, and they're 5 to 7 times more likely to be abused. And it comes out in the news all over the country. Pedophiles run these facilities, and no one gets in trouble. And the general public's in denial about that. I mean, you've got rape camps. I mean, half the prisons around Austin have been shut down, and new companies have gotten the contracts because they film porno movies raping the kids and women at them. There'll be a blurb in the newspaper about it. I mean, we're living in the middle of a nightmare. But it's been incrementally kind of a background noise of tyranny and death and genocide and soft kill weapons slowly being turned up. To now, it's at just a huge bellowing cacophony of sound and corruption and murder and tyranny, and people can't even hear the tyranny. It's so loud. We're going to break down the eugenics and the master plan after this quick break, get into the latest developments. This is key information. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
so bold, so over the top, so outrageous, drugging your food, your water, putting poisons and toxins in the air by design, as Holdren's now in the AP and Reuters. By the way, we finally found a video of him at that science conference. No one had it. I was up until 1 in the morning, and the guys were up even later, so they're not here. The minute that Watson and Aaron come in, are they in yet? Yeah. Rob and Aaron. Watson isn't in this office. Watson's writing the articles. The minute they get in, send that to Watson. In fact, I meant to put that on your desk. Will you call them and see when they're getting in? I want to play that during this hour before things run out of time. You know, that's the problem here going over this evidence, is there's just so much. I don't just have AP and Reuters with Holdren saying spray the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide and barium salts that cause all these degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. I now have the video of him at the press conference. It's just totally insane. All of it is just totally insane. It's all off the charts. Okay, let me just go over the basic facts here. The mindsets of these people. Some of the documents you want to read are State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, books written by people like Holdren, Ecoscience, Population, Resources, and Environment, If I Was an Animal, written by His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, books written by Jacques Cousteau, books written by Ted Turner, statements by Ted Turner saying kill 80% of the useless feeders, statements by Hitler. I also put into the record Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, by Adolf Alois Hitler. He talks about it all there. And thanks, American eugenicist, and list them by name, saying that their books are his Bible and that he hails the United States, his true source of encouragement. We get all the credit. And I just want to tell news hounds and others attacking me, Hitler existed, even if you say he didn't. What Hitler did existed. And giggling, yuppie, smirking about this doesn't change it. Okay. There's just a few of the sources. Paul Watson's 18-page report. Also, the other report, Obama Science Czar plan to sterilize population through water supply already happening. We'll put that up on screen for you as well here at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here are some of the notes I wrote before I went on air of just areas I want to discuss dealing with this. History, the flu, the forced flu shots, how that ties into that. How we're under a microscope, how we're basically lab rats in this controlled, engineered society under the globalist control, how it's a scientific dictatorship. Some of the top global planners that have been openly talking about killing the majority of us that have gotten attention. How this is so horrible, people have trouble facing it and dealing with it. And the mindset of the elites and how in their own internal documents, this has nothing to do with the environment and the earth. They want a manageable group of people to deal with, and it's all part of being the priest of power, deciding who lives and who dies, and exterminating the majority of the world population, including the most intelligent. Unless you're part of the elite families, you are dead. You are to be hunted down and killed. So we will go through all this in the long segment coming up. But I do want to direct everybody to the quotes of John P. Holdren in his government textbook. Forcibly and unknowingly sterilizing the entire population by adding infertility drugs, legalizing compulsory abortions, i.e. forced abortions, carried out against the will of the pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China, which is funded by the U.S. to do this, where women who have already had one child and refused to abort the second or kidnapped off the street by the authorities before a procedure is carried out to forcibly abort the baby. The babies are then many times actually kept alive and sold for medical experiments and then killed. And people worry about them killing monkeys and apes. Hell, they got babies, baby. Remember, Hitler also thanks in his speeches and books in Mein Kampf the United States for the concentration camp plan adopted from the British of putting people in camps and starving them to death and using bioweapon attacks. Holdren's also part of the Pugwash Society set up by Nobel Prize-winning eugenicist Bertrand Russell, where he says we can't nuke countries when they hit us with bioweapons. because the bio attacks will actually be good to reduce our numbers, because they're planning to release bioweapons, claim a third world country did it, and they don't want to have a nuclear war that might actually hurt the elite. So they're getting you ready for your death. And Dr. Pianca, I have him here in the quotes, when he got questioned about wanting to kill 90% of us with airborne Ebola in 1996, he said, well, yes, and me and my family are ready to die too. You know, we're ready to kill ourselves, basically.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. All right, let me continue getting through the news. Eugenics, and I'm going to get into more of the scientific angles of it and their larger plans here in a moment, but eugenics is also about propagandizing the public to hate themselves, to think that the development is bad, private property is bad. Under eugenics, the family is bad because you owe allegiance to your family. You'll stand up for your family, not to the state. And we posted scores of textbook links and articles where they say the family's a disease, the family's got to be eradicated, all families are mentally ill. And you look at the communist Chinese model where they're basically eradicating the family. Here's just the last few days, without even looking, where they're demonizing the family. Does having children make you unhappy? This is out of the New York Times. And it says children are basically bad. When you read the article, it quotes the Journal of British Psychological Association saying the family is basically not good and is terrible. Now, I randomly just picked up an Atlantic Monthly last weekend. half the magazine is global warming tax propaganda and world government tax propaganda. We covered that a few days ago. But on page 116, let's call the whole thing off. This author is ending her marriage. Isn't it time you did the same? And it says marriage is bad and sucks and family's bad. I mean, these people are sick. So they've always wanted to tear down family. They want to get you cornered by yourself so when they euthanize your butt, nobody's there to stand up for you. Okay? And then look, half the pages. Here's an oil company supporting global greenhouse taxes, Dutch Royal Shell. And it, I mean, it's literally half the magazine. It is just unspeakable propaganda. And then they've got an article in here about how they want to chemtrail the public. And who is proposing that? Obama's climate czar is taking his orders from Mr. Holdren, John P. Holdren, the guy calling for the eugenics. And by the way, people say, oh, well, he wrote that textbook a long time ago calling for exterminating the majority of the population, sterilizing everybody. He wrote that a long time ago. Here he is in a mainstream news interview with displaying the book in his office proudly, Ecoscience, on the wall. Right there. There's the book. It's just so sick. And again, here's the Wall Street Journal saying terraform things. And who's the guy that says this? Him. Holdren. Holdren is now saying, oh, we're going to spray aluminum dioxide on you to manipulate the weather to save the earth. And then all these scientists go, wait a minute, that causes brain damage. And then, by the way, they've already been doing this program for decades. And then same article in here. It's just everywhere. We are swimming in it. Don't have kids. Don't have a family. Family's bad. Go out and party. Take drugs. Have a good time. Now, look at this article. This is out of Fox News. What does this have to do with eugenics? I'm going to explain it all to you in a moment. It is the key. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. Shouldn't the headline be vampire robot to power itself on human flesh? Intergenetically autonomous tactical robot, or the Eater. What a nice name, the Eater. Can make a nice horror movie called Eaters with the robots that, you know, feed off human flesh. That's Fox News. It's also in the Associated Press. What does that have to do with this little article out of the BBC? Foot and mouth vial went missing. Oh, that's a photo of thousands of dead cows burning in apocalyptic fashion with their legs sticking up in the flames, smoking. What does that have to do with the headlines today about how they're preparing for forced inoculations of the American people and the British people? And this doesn't mean they'll get away with it, but they're on ABC News, Fox, CNN, we've played the clips, saying forced compulsory injections are coming. Does all this tie together with eugenics? Well, I was reading to you Holdren. Obama science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control measures. Babies who are born out of wedlock or teenage mothers to be forcibly taken away from their mother by the government and put it up for adoption. Another purported measure would force single mothers to demonstrate to the government that they can care for their child, effectively introducing licensing to have children. He calls for licensing of children actually in here. And they talk about hunting down. Of course, they're already hunting down Christian families and grabbing their kids at homeschool. Implement a system of involuntary birth control where both men and women would be mandated to have an infertility device implanted in their body. Permanently sterilizing people who the authorities deemed who have been to have too many children. Formally passing a law that criminalizes having more than two children, similar to the one-child policy in communist China. They already demonize on the news families that have more than one kid. In fact, I have the newscast on Fox News saying having more than one kid's bad for the earth. Shouldn't do it. In fact, Google for folks on screen right now. Having more than one child, bad for Earth. Or babies have bad carbon footprint. Or tax children for carbon footprint. This is a tax on human activity, on the 2.5 pounds of CO2 you put off a day that plants breathe. See, they're not putting a tax on cross-species genetic engineering that's very dangerous to the environment. They're not putting taxes on toxic waste being dumped in the ocean. They're not putting, no. This is a tax on what you exhale, brother, and their own government documents call it a tax on breathing to end the industrial system. There'll only be technology in government, technological reservations of highly advanced technology we won't even have access to, including life extension. There's the Times of London. Having large families is an eco-crime. Here, let's show people another one. Great job, guys. Print this one. Environment chief, British environment chief says, reduce British population to 30 million. He wants it forcibly cut in half, and that means euthanasia, sterilization, and they've done university studies. Watson wrote about it. Obama science advisor planned to sterilize population. The water supply already happening. They're already adding it to the water. Well water that cities pump out magically ends up with these chemicals in it. They're adding it. This is confirmed. It's happening right here in Austin as well. Now, I have the same headline out of Canada, the same headline out of Australia, and the same headline out of the U.S. Environment chief says we have to cut the U.S. population by half. Environment minister in Australia says we got to cut Australian population in half. New Zealand, environment minister says they've got to cut the population in half. The same week, every environment minister from Cairo, Egypt, to England, to Scotland, to Ireland, to Canada, and the U.S., every major nation under IMF World Bank control came out with the headline you see. UK population must fall to 30 million, says environment chief. One of Gordon Brown's leading green advisors is to warn Britain must drastically reduce its population. See, to build a sustainable society from 60 million to 30 million. Now, already with the government programming, the British population is dropping by near half. The indigenous Britons have a 1.1 population replacement rate. England overall has a 1.4. For every mommy and daddy, they have 1.4 kids. And that's counting the hundreds of thousands of legal and illegal aliens brought in yearly that are now counted as domestic births. England is now approaching total collapse. Do you know what happens when you only start having one child for every parent? Within a generation, your population's cut in half, and then it's almost impossible to start breeding back to the last levels. The eugenicist Nazis are actually targeting Anglo-Saxons and Germanic tribes, and also Jews. They always pay to kill Jews for some reason. The U.S. paid Israel to radiate 110,000 Sephardic Jews, the brown Jews. So you have to understand, this eugenic society is Jews involved, Nazis involved, the Chinese publicly signed treaties to carry out the one-child policy under State Department Memorandum 200 to get the IMF World Bank money, India signed deals. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Google this for them then. Do Peru or India sign deal with IMF World Bank to reduce population? Or India signed deal to reduce population. And you can read the headlines going back 30 years. And they just grab women off the street and say, we're sterilizing you. We got to get that cash. And the politicians get to keep some of that cash themselves for hard cash, for nothing but paper printed up by the New World Order out of nothing. These people will sell their own soul. Oh, but again, we shouldn't be talking about all this here. We should be talking about Michael Jackson. Now, that's important. See, folks, their propaganda is everywhere. Their eugenics propaganda, they're now selling us, and they're already putting it in your water and your food and your vaccines. And for all of you out there that serve this system and believe in this system and like this system, for all of you out there who are into this, you are being attacked as well. That's the most important point I could make. Now, let me continue to go over this. The history. and I'm just going to be brief about this. There it is, forced sterilization in Peru. Committee on Women, Population, and Environment. That's a non-governmental UN organization right there telling you about it. Yeah. You can pull up the name of any country, Nigeria, Brazil, the United States. Pull up forced sterilization of women in the United States. It's still going on, by the way. They drug these women up out of their minds. They do thousands of them a month still. And then they say, oh, sign a form, we can sterilize you. Then we'll let you go. Then they tie her tubes and throw her back out on the street. And again, they've got their excuses. Oh, this is white trash, or, you know, this is a poor black lady. They deserve it. It's the precedent it sets, folks, and they're doing it to you. So get yourself a big glass of tap water and just, I love being self-medicated and all the other health problems it gives you. And this is the stuff we know they're doing. So the history of this is 150 years ago, Sir Galton and others in England developed this plan of eugenics. By the turn of the last century, 109 years ago, it was adopted. The Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family, and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the elites had always believed in breeding and genetics and that their bloodlines were best, even before they had the term genetics. You know, kings and queens intermarrying, interbreeding, believing they had the royal bloodline. I assure you kings and queens exist. Now, that's the history of it. They then loved the scientists that told them, you're the elites, you're the god race, you're the best, these are all inferior, we've got to cull them. Many other societies had done that. The Israelites had culled their enemies when they came into Israel. The Babylonians would cull their enemies. When they finally beat Hannibal, the Romans, they culled and killed whole cities. Julius Caesar in the Battle for Gaul talks about wiping out whole groups. Very old, ancient human instinct, total war to kill all your enemies. And so they cold-bloodedly decided, we will create an environmental movement 110 years ago, set up by John D. Rockefeller. He coined the term environmental movement and conservation. Nothing to do with it. It was all about stealing land and property. They then set up eugenics. By 1910, they were already killing babies out of the womb. The doctor would come and kill the baby, the poor person's baby. By the 1920s, if you made less than a B+, you were taken and sterilized. Hundreds of thousands a year. That's all mainstream news. I have the newsreels announcing how good it is. The government paid for newsreels are in my film saying how great it is in game. This is U.S. government before the movies and before they had TV. They would show newscasts before the movies. It's in here how they're killing you. And then Hitler went a little too quick and it kind of freaked people out when they saw all the piles of dead bodies. And so Julian Huxley and Bertrand Russell and the King of England and others all met and said, we've got to figure out a way to sell people on doing this where they like it. And they said, well, Mr. Rockefeller has the plan of environmentalism. We'll teach them humans are bad, teach them we're overpopulated, teach them we're all going to die if we don't do this. Now they have all the dramas and TV shows and dystopic science fiction movies where they tell you this. And so they take your survival instinct and turn it against itself and say, we've got to get rid of humans or we're all going to die. And they have these situational ethics games like Survivor on TV, but that's a bigger model of Lifeboat or Spaceship. It's a game that public schools nationwide teach in the 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. I was indoctrinated in government programming myself. And they say there's a lifeboat. It's a federal grant. And there's only enough food for 5 people, but there's 10. And so we're going to have to vote on who dies. So they don't teach you to get outside the box, figure out how to survive, put up a plastic sail to collect rainwater, or, you know, things like that. They just teach you somebody's going to have to die. So it teaches you to think through solutions by killing fellow humans. And then in the game, they go, we need a social worker, we need a doctor, we need a bureaucrat, but they're taught that the artist dies and the antisocial person dies, And then sometime in the class, they teach us at university as well, someone resists being killed, and then they have someone who plays the part of a policeman who kills you. So your children are being simulated to murder you, and we're being simulated to take our old people and get rid of them. It's all murder, death, kill, basic programming. Hope you enjoy it. They now have more hardcore Soviet re-education camp where every major public school in the country I've seen in elementary school, normally fourth grade, third to fourth grade, they run in with police in camo saying, I'm homeschoolers for the Second Amendment, here to kill you. That's AP. Don't believe me? And they scream, we're homeschoolers when we're going to murder you. And then the parents always freak out because they're not told. The kids aren't told it's real. They defecate on themselves, go into catatonic states, are brain damaged and mentally ill for decades afterwards in many cases. And the federal grant is to create a psychotic break and to basically create a psychosis and make the children mentally ill. So that's a hardcore Soviet re-education camp, similar to type programming that the North Koreans would engage in. Again, it's all just incredibly hardcore. And remember, Times of London, Millionaire Club bid to curb overpopulation. Now, here's Rockefeller in the London Independent yesterday. Rockefeller Foundation, climate change will cause civilization to collapse. Well, they are artificially collapsing civilization is what is going on. See, and the globalists brag about this, and NPR even brags. Yeah, you know, the global slowdown is good for the environment because it shuts down our carbon footprint and teaches us to live within our means. And Al Gore and Prince Philip and Prince Charles all say that, and you can Google the headline, global slowdown or global depression, good for environment, good for carbon footprint. In fact, let's put that on screen for folks. And I'm showing you, the guys are finding these in like 20, 30 seconds. You can do the same thing. You don't have to believe any of what I'm saying. So they want to make you totally bankrupt, totally dependent on them, so they can carry out their black op extermination of you and your family. So I'll finish up with kind of the overview of this plan. When we get back, then we've got a guest coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. You're under eugenics attack. You might want to wake up and realize they're putting poison in your water and food to kill you.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
always been cheap. There's lots of human beings. There's lots of slaves. But now life isn't just cheap. It's seen as a negative. The elite don't want us. There's too many of us. We're gobbling up environment and things they want because they're control freaks. They want us to get out of the way. They want us to die. And I say to the elite, how about if you think things are overpopulated, how about you get rid of yourselves first? How about you go first? How about you lead by example? But most of them say, oh, no, we have to be guardians of this. We have to help get rid of the humans that are parasites. Many of them say we're just parasites, period, and all of us do need to be killed. And Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, who said kill 90% of us and get standing ovations, showing the majority of scientists at these events that the news has covered supporting, he was in the news saying, yeah, I know my family's going to have to die and going to have to go as well. And I'm sad about it, but it's for the Earth when the time comes. And then he's on the official University of Texas website, dressed up in a druid outfit, talking about Lucifer. You cannot make this stuff up. Google Dr. Eric Pianca Lucifer, and you'll be on the UT website with him in a druid outfit. When he's not talking about how he wants to kill everybody, he's talking about Lucifer. Now, here's Fox News. Upcoming military robot could feed on human dead bodies. Now, this is what Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, billionaire, said in 1999, or was it the 2000 April issue of Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, was the article. And he said, the elite said there's too many of us. They don't need us anymore for factories or agriculture. They have robotics. Soon robotic lines will be repairing robotic manufacturing lines. The military will convert to stealth aircraft that are remote controlled and that are AI controlled. And there'll be factories that service the aircraft that are going to be robotic. And there'll be very limited groups of humans that are needed. And the military is going to convert to robots. And I've talked to troops 10 years ago. They have super advanced robots, not just the swords they've already used to kill people in Iraq. Well, here's Fox News. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. See, the eugenicists are very macabre, very, very sick people. And Army reports in 68 said they would use humans to fuel their robotic system. I'm not the one saying this. I know it's crazy. I'm not the crazy one. I'm just reporting Fox News here. And it says Robotic Technology Inc.'s, I want that group on. Tell the producer. Energetically autonomous tactical robot called the Eater can fight, ingest, and extract energy from biomass in the environment and other organically based energy sources, as well as use conventional and alternative fuels such as gasoline, heavy fuel, kerosene, diesel, propane, coal, cooking oil, solar, when sustainable, reads the company's website. See, the elite want hunter-killers, and they've said this. They're just going to turn loose. And so when you see a movie like Terminator, I read government documents from the 50s calling their robot drone system Skynet. I was in a private meeting with Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, who was the former head of Star Wars, and he talked about the robotic fleet with me, but said I could only talk about what had been declassified and what NSA and others and other people involved with Star Wars had accidentally in speeches on C-SPAN let slip up, but that there's an entire robotic drone fleet in orbit that's got DU meteor guns, basically, meteor well weapons to decapitate the leadership. The point is, everything's going to a robotic fleet that's then robotically controlled, not human-piloted, and that is robotically serviced. And, folks, they're about 10 years away from this, and that way they can launch terror attacks, blame it on others, and the military refuses to have the drone aircraft take off with the nerve gas to kill every major city. The elite can just order this and sit back and watch it happen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right.
You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't finish my breakdown on eugenics. I wanted to get into the forced flu vaccinations that the British and U.S. governments are saying they're going to force on the public in the fall. I'm not saying they'll be successful. Later, the New York Times will say Jones said they were going to forcibly inject us. No, I'm quoting ABC News, Fox News. You've all seen it, where they're saying they're going to make us take it over my dead body. But that ties into the eugenics. I want to get more into that. Get into the planetary government they want to set up to carry out these eugenics. Kind of part two of what I covered in the last hour, coming up in 30 minutes when our next guest leaves us. So I'd ask the folks at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and others to be sure and get the report coming up in 30 minutes and combine it with the last hour, because I want it to all be congruent where I left off with the hunter-killer robots being reported in Fox News that kill you and eat you to fuel themselves to go on to kill the next group. And this is the perfect environmental eugenicist killing system, which, of course, we've broken down they would use against us. Now it's mainstream news, no longer classified. As crazy as it sounds, truth is stranger than fiction. For the next 30 minutes, Michael Shedlock, michaelshedlock.com, and we appreciate him coming on with us. He's with Sitka Pacific Capital Management. I've seen him on international television, CNN, Bloomberg, you name it, really breaking down a lot of facts. I've had a lot of the economists, the economic experts we've had on have sourced some of his research. So to kind of break down, are we in a depression? Are we in a recession? Is it inflation? Is it depression on Main Street? Is it hyperstagflation? You know, some things are going down in price. Other things are spiking. The government's cooking CPI. They're cooking unemployment. They're cooking inflation. He's an expert on that. And he joins us now for the next 30 minutes. Michael, I appreciate you coming on to break down the economy with us.
Oh, sure. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And the amount of misinformation coming out from Wall Street, from the Fed, from the Obama administration, from the Bush administration prior to that is absolutely just staggering. It's important to realize that the Fed's first mission is always to delay, confuse, hope, and attempt to buy time while they're engaging in wishful thinking along the way. And today, for the first time, Bernanke's come out. He's willing to admit, after all, this may be a jobless recovery. That's what he said. Now, if he's willing to say that, you know that things are at least that bad. So I don't think we're going to have a jobless recovery. I think we're going to have a job loss recovery. And things look really grim when you look at this. And the administration's doing exactly the wrong things. They're raising taxes on across the board. That's going to affect small businesses who aren't going to want to hire. And we are awash in overcapacity. So this whole idea that we can throw money at problems and create jobs is simply fallacious. Taxing consumers, taking money out of their pockets to rebuild roads. Now, I'm all in favor of repairing potholes that need to be fixed, but in my area, there's signs up all over the place, all these roads, the construction project of on account of the stimulus. They're fixing roads that don't need to be fixed. That's supposed to do some good? I don't think so.
I saw a news report where all over the country, they're putting in weird federally mandated curbs that don't even have sidewalks.
I wouldn't be surprised. They want to retool. They want to go in and fix schools, make them more energy efficient. I'm sorry. That doesn't buy back anything. Obama's energy plan is actually going to cost jobs because they're talking about mandates. Things have to be such and such energy efficient. That's going to drive away.
Michael yes. Shedlock, stay there, sir. I want to come back and break all this down. Also, a report here. Home loan delinquencies double on prime loans. Foreclosure filings top 300,000 third straight month. We'll break down the real economic numbers with our guest on the other side.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Michael Shedlock. He's a registered investment advisor for Sitka Pacific Capital Management, frequent guest on radio, TV, and with us today going over a host of economic issues for the next 22 minutes. Then I'm getting back into eugenics, your phone calls, and a ton of other important news. But I want to finish up my breakdown of the eugenics system and how they want to make us dependent, how they openly in their own textbooks want to bankrupt us. Isn't that a control freak? You just can't get away from them. They want to make you be under their control, sniveling pieces of control freak trash. Better men and women have to get involved and rise up and deal with these people. But before I go any further with our guest, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this July 14th, this Tuesday edition of the radio show possible. One of them, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, folks, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for feed your loved ones. Regardless, it's about getting off the grid, getting self-sufficient, even the first step on this thousand-mile journey is really just a psychological step. Just get off the grid. Start planting a garden. Start thinking about what you're eating. Get your kids involved in it. They'll love it. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 or SurvivalSeedBank.com. Monsanto and the UN are buying up all the little seed companies, shutting them down. The globalists are building seed ark vaults, hoarding them. The GMO crop's been proven to, for some reason, have genetic alterations that cause sterilization in mammals. Gee, I wonder why. Obama's science advisor says he wants to sterilize everybody, mainstream news. The point is, get your Survival Seed Bank from SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. And one last sponsor I want to tell you about is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to FrontSight.com today and get your free training and gun. That's FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, going back to our guest, continue Michael Shedlock, MichaelShedlock.com, advisor with Sitka Pacific Capital Management. The Federal Reserve starting to run scared. People have found out they're private, they're above the law, that they've given hundreds of billions of dollars to their buddies, that it's a revolving door. And finally, there's almost 260 sponsors to audit it. The Senate has blocked the audit, but that only makes people want the audit that much more. What's really happening with the economy? How are they cooking the books? And as you said, the Fed said 2 days ago, it's a jobless recovery. That's like 1984. That means the elite are recovering and consolidating all wealth and power, but that under a new booming economy, we all, I guess, go into bankruptcy and live under bridges. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I think that kind of sums it up a little bit here. Actually mentioned so many things. But the important thing here is the jobless recovery and also what's going to happen with housing. It's interesting. Let's do a flashback to October 27, 2005. Ben Bernanke appeared before Congress, and he said that there's no housing bubble to go bust. This shows you, you know, just how far off base he was.
Well, it shows you they're liars. They engineered the whole thing. We infiltrated Bilderberg when they were planning all this in 2006, but go ahead.
He said the housing increases largely reflect strong economic fundamentals, such as the strong growth in jobs, incomes, and the number of new households. That's so preposterous. It's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, in summer of 2005, on my blog, I declared the peak of the housing bubble. I nailed it. And one of the reasons was right at the time, Time Magazine came out. The cover of Time Magazine was housing. Why we're gaga over real estate. I looked at that and said, my God, Time Magazine is gaga over real estate. Sentiment doesn't get any more extreme than this. This has to be the peak. Indeed, that was. And magazine covers like that often serve as contrarian indicators. By the way, you can find my blog, globaleconomicanalysis.blogspot.com. I write on housing, the economy, jobs, every day. That's a mouthful to remember. So just do a Google search for MISH, M-I-S-H. Do a Google search for MISH. It'll land you right on my blog. Talk about these topics every day. But let's continue with housing a little bit here. In February 12, 2008, Bernanke said that housing would recover by the end of the year. What's happened? Housing prices went on their biggest, most massive decline ever by Case-Shiller Housing Index. That's a real index. So the question is Bernanke just talking? Does he really believe what he's saying? Is he lying, or is he a dunce, or is it a combination of both? Those are the questions that I keep asking myself, and I don't think housing's bottomed. If you look at these charts, if you look at what's happening in jobs, if you look at things that are happening with subprime loans and all these liar loans and something called Alt-A mortgages, I don't think the housing bottoms until 2012. And here Bernanke thought that it was going to bottom in 2008. Of course, 2 years before that, he didn't think there was a housing bubble at all. These are the people that are running the Fed. And of course, Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed. The Fed's taken trillions of dollars worth of assets on its balance sheets. Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed, say, what are these assets on the balance sheet really worth? How much are taxpayers footing the bill for all these mistakes the Fed's making? It got blocked in the Senate on a procedural move. And, of course, in the House, even though 260, a majority of the representatives want this bill to pass in the House, Representative Barney Frank is stalling the legislation. It has not even come up for review yet. That's what's going on.
Now, this jobless recovery, now they want another banker bailout. They already got unlimited funds, basically. They can just always keep reissuing the $700 billion is the way they describe it.
$700 billion, yes.
Yes, yes, $700 billion. And they can just keep issuing that in perpetuity. And so at the same time, this new power they want is more power for the Federal Reserve over wider sectors of the economy. And so the more bad things they do to the economy, the more power they get to fix the problems they caused to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. I've written about that on many occasions. I called for that to happen. It concentrates power in the hands of people who have proven they don't know what they're doing. The Fed doesn't know where interest rates should be any more than they should know what the price of orange juice would be. Imagine what would happen if the Fed came out tomorrow and said, we're going to set the price of orange juice at $1.80 a gallon. People would look at them and be appalled. They would be scared to death over that. Yet somehow we allow the Fed to come out and determine what the price of interest should be, what mortgage rate should be, and they want power into other things to regulate more banks and financial institutions. The Greenspan created this housing bubble on purpose back in 2002, 2003. At the time, his banking buddies were in hock. They made poor loans to dot-com companies that weren't being paid back. The banks made poor loans to Latin America, to places like Argentina, who was defaulting on loans. So in an effort to bail out the banks at the time from the dot-com bust and the bad loans to Argentina, they created a housing bubble, I believe on purpose, to reflate the economy, except that it got out of hand. The bubble got worse than they even imagined. Greenspan retired, dumped the problem on Bernanke. Bernanke never saw what was coming, or certainly didn't do anything about it if he did. And, you know, here we are today in exactly the same situation, and the Fed's trying to get banks to lend, and And Geithner, who's the worst Treasury Secretary ever. I thought Paulson was bad, and we've got someone here who's now worse. Trying to get banks to lend is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Well, Mr. Shedlock.
Yes.
I went to Bilderberg in 2006. It's on record in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, it's not. I'm not on air making this prediction now. And this isn't a prediction. This is a revelation. This is information where the world elite were in there bragging that they had pumped up the housing market and that they were going to then pump the stock market back up, suck everybody in, and then implode it by design to then create a worldwide depression where they're the only lender, and so that everybody basically goes bankrupt to them and to hock, that they would then set up a bank of the world we would pay our carbon taxes to. I laid that out in a film that's been out for over 2 years, and now it's all come true. So my only issue is I'm not tooting my horn. This is what they're doing to us. This is completely premeditated. And so they're crazy like a fox. They are very conscious and cognizant of exactly what they're doing. I want to get your take on where you see the economy going now, what it will be like in the jobless recovery, where we're all bankrupt serfs living on the New World Order plantation. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Under Safes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
we can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Joins us, investment advisor, researcher, writer. Where do you see the economy going? I mean, I guess just everything will be paid to the bankers. Will be put in tens of trillions of dollars more debt. Will they all be issued golden thrones and crowns? I mean, is there no end to the corruption? I mean, they're looting us 10 times worse than any third world nation I've ever seen looted. I guess because we're seen as too big to fall, so they can just even steal the gold fillings out of our teeth, and we'll thank them and report our neighbors if they criticize the Federal Reserve, and the army will go out and spy on them as the news. Mainstream news has admitted that in fact, people won't believe that. Guys, Google army spying on in the Fed protest. It was in the Baltimore Sun. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, what we have to realize is this is not just happening in the United States.
Worldwide stealing, yes.
Absolutely. It's going on in the UK. It's going on in the EU. It's going on practically everywhere I can find. New Zealand would be one exception, unbelievably enough. But in China, they're doing the same thing. They're all attempting to throw money at this problem. It's attempting to stimulate consumers. How do you stimulate consumers that don't have a job? That's really what it boils down to. That's the reason why all these stimulus plans can't work. But if you notice what they did, they bailed out the banks for the amount of money that was spent. Now, I'm not proposing that they do this. I'm just merely making an analogy. But for the amount of money that they've spent bailing out the banks, they could have paid off every mortgage in the entire United States.
Well, yeah, Bloomberg reported 3 months ago that they already spent $9.4 trillion that would have paid off all the mortgages. Now that they're at $14.8 and growing, I guess all our mortgages are paid off and a lot of money in the bank. But instead, we get SWAT teams cracking our skulls.
Exactly, and there's a reason for this, and everyone's looking at this and saying, "Oh my God, hyperinflation's coming! Look at all this money that's spent." No, they've bailed out the banks. Bernanke doesn't want hyperinflation, nor is he. I'm not even positive that he, you know, wants massively rising inflation here. The banks want to be paid back in dollars that are still worth at least something, okay? So,
yeah, but look what the Chinese are doing, buying gold, silver, copper, and other commodities in 10-year contracts. I mean, the whole world's moving away from the dollar now. And we've got at G20 summits, they're holding up new global currencies. Do you think they're going to kill the dollar down the road or just make it part of a larger group of currencies?
It's really hard to say exactly how the currency issue plays out. As long as, now I'd not only like to see an audit of the Fed, I'd like to see an audit of the gold in Fort Knox. How much is really there? But it's actually to the benefit of any countries that are holding a huge stockpile of gold to actually have the price go up as high as much as possible. So, you know, I don't buy some of these things that the government's, you know, trying to suppress the price of gold. Some of these other things, of course, you know, it's in their best interest for gold to rise. Of course, since when do governments act in anyone's best interest? So all of this stuff is rather confusing. It can play out in a currency collapse next year. This thing can drag on for 10 years. Alex, we just don't know how this is going to play out. What we do know is the Fed, by doing what it's doing, is aggravating the problems. It's keeping consumers in debt. This is this
Oh, bankers just hate that, though. Bankers just hate that.
They're making debt slaves out of people, and so they're bailing out banks. Meanwhile, the consumers still owe all this debt to banks. Houses with no jobs, houses are going to be increasing foreclosures. The bottom is still not in. This recovery is going to be extremely weak. That we know. How long it all takes for this global economy to just completely collapse in some kind of credit dollar currency crisis somewhere, that we just don't know. But we do know it's coming.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate Michael Shedlock coming on the show, and we continue to follow what you're doing over at michaelshedlock.com and over there on the Blogspot. So thanks for joining us with your perspective.
Very welcome. Just have people do a Google search for Mish, M-I-S-H. Take them right to my blog.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to come back in the next segment. And I've got a few more comments on the economy. Then I'm going to get into eugenics because I had that guest coming up. And so we had him on instead of continuing with the eugenics discussion. So I want to put bookends on this and finish up with some eugenics information I wanted to cover. And then wide open phones in the final hour. Straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
We've got
my dreams, they aren't as empty.
Larry Pratt joining us for a little while, about 15, 20 minutes the next hour, and then we'll have open phones. But I want to talk about the Supreme Court nominee. I've got the passages from her book. She wrote a book calling for basically completely banning the Second Amendment. She does not believe in a right, an individual right. That's why the Supreme Court's overthrown almost every one of her rulings. Well, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. That's why they're putting her on there. You know, if they need somebody to ban guns, she'll do it. So I want to talk some about that in the next hour as well and take your phone calls. But I wanted to get Ted up for like 5 minutes because gold and silver have gone up massively in the last few years. And then anytime they do a pullback, Ted buys. And then he sells, even when gold and silver goes up, at the old price. That's how he's really made a big niche for himself in the precious metals market. And Ted's been doing this for 30 years. He's also the owner of the GCN Radio Network. But I tell you, I buy gold and silver a few times a year, and I've shopped around. And the deals you're getting offered today are the deals I take. These are the best deals out there that I've found. And Ted has just amazing deals on gold and silver. So to briefly tell you about that, is Ted Anderson. Ted, what do you think about the Federal Reserve to get more power? Instead of being audited, the Senate's blocked that, but at least we're educating folks. They're to get even more power, and now they're saying jobless recovery, a new Orwellian term. I guess that's like being half dead. I guess it's a recovery now if you live under a bridge somewhere. And they're just totally raping the economy, grabbing everything that's even nailed down, passing the climate change taxes, openly saying we're going to have home inspections with federal officers and that there's no judge, jury, or due process. They can just take your property if you want. I think it's time for folks to get into gold and silver. And, Ted, gold's up quite a bit today, but, again, you've got it at last week's prices for a limited time, Ted.
Yeah, I sure do. That's why we talked about it a little bit earlier, because the prices have gone up, and I still can do it, do the coins that I offered on Friday for the same price, even though gold is no longer at the 913 level. It's 924. Silver is no longer in the $11 level. It's now edging up into the $13 level, so it is a better time to buy. And plus also, you know, I mean, if you can buy it low and take advantage of this, with the Federal Reserve System getting more power, I mean, we've already had such a loss of our liberties, our property rights, our ability to have money that actually means something. I mean, the dollar's lost, you know, 98% of its purchasing power since 1913. What do you think is going to happen if we give them more power? They're just going to destroy it faster and at a more aggressive rate. And that is a direct assault to everybody who lives in the United States, who works and gets paid in the United States currency. You know, and if you've saved all your lives, if you have 401k plans, I mean, just think about it. This is the very institution that orchestrated the bubble in the real estate market and also the burst. You know, they created the Roaring Twenties, and then by design created the Depression of the 1930s right afterwards. I mean, these people don't need more power. These people need to be thrown right out. And you know, I don't know why Congress doesn't do something about this. I mean, obviously, we have more senators right now and congressmen that want to see the Fed audited. But the big brother out there, the guy with the ability to print money and pay off these politicians, have more power than the grassroots people. I just must say that we have to put on even more pressure and force the Federal Reserve System out of this country. And that's my thought. But in the meantime, if they're not going to get us on a gold standard and give us honest money, I think you should do it for yourself. and that's why I'm in this business. If people get gold and silver, Alex, you've been picking up gold and silver from me for 13, 14 years. You've watched the stuff go up 300, 400%. Silver's even more than that. What do you think is going to happen as time goes on and they play these shenanigans out? Obviously, gold and silver is going to look very good today when you look back 10 years from now. And so that's all I can say. It's one of the investments that you can put your money into that's held value not just for the last 10, 20 years. It's held value for the last 6,000 years. And every country that's defaced its currency by the printing press and creating a fiat system with a central bank has watched their entire government system fail. And that's what's going on here in the United States. And I think it's a crying shame.
Well, Ted, this is a great way for people to get self-sufficient, to become, not dependent on the system, to become standalone, self-sufficient. And I believe in gold and silver. Tell folks about today's special offer.
Well, here's what we have. We have the Lakota coin at 817. Now, everybody knows silver's up from last Friday. We also have the British sovereign sitting at 266, and we have the francs currently right now at 216. Both of those coins are in a fabulous buying range for gold and silver. And the Lakota coin at 817, everybody just loves that coin. I mean, it's just such a beautiful piece. But the main thing is that you're getting silver in your hand, and you're protecting yourself from what they're doing. And if, you know, I said this last Friday, and I mean it. Anybody with a half a brain who's watching these political figureheads, you know, in their speeches and what they're doing, the solutions they're coming up with to solve our economic problems right now, can figure out that we're heading toward disaster, because what they're doing is they're accelerating the process. They're putting their foot on the gas pedal rather than putting the brake on trying to get
this thing
turned around.
And, Ted, we can't just capitulate to these people. We have to try to get self-sufficient. We have to arm ourselves with the truth and knowledge, fight the Federal Reserve, expose that they're the enemy, they're the offshore banks, they're the occupiers of America. We have to, at the same time, have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves and our families. We need to have gardens. We need to have storable food. We need to have gold and silver. We need to have the training and the willingness to defend ourselves, because the real insurance policy for America is that we be self-sufficient and independent and rugged individualism and not under their control. Everything they do is about domesticating us and taking control of our lives. And the brokers are going to be there until midnight tonight. Correct, Ted?
That is right. And you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I mean, you can just listen to the podcast last Friday and look at where the spot price of gold and silver had went. You'll see that that's a very good buy.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there until midnight tonight. How long can you hold this deal on the silver and the gold that you bought when the prices were much lower, but you're passing those savings on? You're not raising the price, even though the price has gone way up. How long can you hold it? How long will supplies last?
Well, it has a lot to do with the volume for which people are buying, and obviously the supply that I have and where gold and silver is going. I would doubt I'm going to be able to hold this throughout the end of the week. Maybe I might be able to make the same offer tomorrow. I'm just not sure. It depends upon how many people call us.
Yeah, folks need to call now. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. I hope people take advantage of that. Ted, thank you.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
Thanks for being there. You know, I'm going to be honest with listeners here. I've talked about eugenics Sunday. I talked about eugenics Monday. I talked about eugenics for a whole hour last hour. And I'm busy making a film, writing a book, doing HR stuff around the office, dealing with the 7,000 plus square feet we just got right next to this office, doubling in size thanks to your support, so we can rebuild an official TV studio and really get a lot done. And I'm not complaining. It's just that last hour I kind of ranted and raved and covered a lot. It was very important radio, but it's like, this is such a big subject, I can't even do justice to it. And then while I'm talking about it, I keep thinking of evidence. And I go, oh, pull up where the UK minister says they want to reduce the British population immediately by half. And then pull up this government document where they say they're going to put poison in your water to sterilize you. And I just start thinking about the level. I mean, I could write 50 books about this. And I think about how last hour I just didn't do a good enough job. And then now I'm exhausted. 2 hours and 43 minutes in. And I got Larry Pratt coming up. And I got loaded phone lines. And they're talking about forced flu vaccination. And I know what this is all about. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. At 20 after next hour, I'm going to do the balance of the show on eugenics and do another pass on it, another strafe of the subject, really trying to hammer it and give you the big picture, because I've got all these pages of notes and all these documents, and it literally makes my head hurt, because this is the big issue. This is what affects us all. This is what's coming down on every man, woman, and child. We're in the petri dish. We're in the guinea pig cage being manipulated on record, and it makes me so angry. And then I don't feel like I'm up to this. I mean, why is it me? Why am I the guy always hammering this drum? But then I see the positive side of it. I'm not perfect. I'm doing the best job I can. People think I'm exaggerating, and I'm not even actually articulating how bad it actually is. It's actually worse than I'm saying. But then I notice how suddenly everybody's talking about eugenics and how it's being discussed everywhere and how a lot of people are figuring it out on their own. And a lot of big publications are discussing it. And so we got a chance to beat these murderers. If we can set the agenda, at least to a certain degree, off of Michael Jackson and O.J. Simpson and Anna Nicole Smith and Barack Obama and all these puppets and distractions, and really start debating this and understanding what makes the New World Order tick and who they are and how they operate. So I'm going to try to summon energy and focus and to do that in the last 40 minutes of the show. But right now, let's go to your calls. I love taking your calls. D in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome. Yeah, we're going to have to move on there. They listen to their internet or their radio and it's delayed. Joseph in Kansas. Joseph, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a veteran. I'm disabled. And I pray to God that the rest of American people will open their eyes. I thank God for the work that you're doing and helping to try and wake up America. Hello? My mother met this nut, this science czar. He's a true eugenicist scum. And, I mean, when are they going to open their eyes? It's just puzzling to me that they're so blinded by the mass media BS of this pedophile who's a drug-addicted nut who can't do anything but butcher himself. But it's all soft kill, water, air, food. Come on. Wake up, America.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's also binary weapon system. Just as I sit here listening to the callers, hundreds of thoughts go through my mind, hundreds of pieces of evidence, like per second. I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's the problem. I need to create like an encyclopedia of eugenics or an encyclopedia of the true history of the world just in the last 100 years and just chronicle it all with their own statements and documents. I mean, it's mind-blowing, their philosophy, their system. Makes my head hurt. Thomas in Sweden. Thanks for holding her on the air, Thomas.
Yeah, hello, Alex. I'm so happy to get through to you. Actually, I heard a guy giving you words of encouragement, and actually, I'd like to tell you, like, you are the superhero. I'm calling from Sweden, and I actually wrote down some footnotes, because we in Sweden already have, like, the total surveillance society, and the last couple of years, they have been putting up cameras in every subway station and basically everywhere.
Yeah, they admitted Finland is the global model. Everyone's phones are listened to 24/7, and they track where you go with them. And the government admits,
yeah, it's
and everybody
crazy.
And the government takes your taxes out of your bank account themselves. It's incredible.
Interest today, like for our banks, and a couple of things though that I wanted to tell you, like in the 1930s, we had this riot in a place called Ådalen in Sweden. And actually, some people were shut down by the military, and I think one of them died also. And they actually made a law that the military could not intervene when they had the riots. And after the G8 meeting in early 2000s in Sweden, in Gothenburg, One person actually got shot by the police, and he almost died. And several other people were almost shot also by the police because they were shooting right out the masses. And after that, the actual guy that got shot, he went to prison, and the police, they didn't even get, they didn't even have to go to, you know, they didn't get anything for it. And so after that, they actually took away that law. So now, when we have a riot the next time, the military will intervene.
Yes, they're getting rid of they're getting rid of posse comitatus type laws all over the world to use the military against the people. The globalists have dominated almost every nation on Earth, but their war machine is now going to be directed in on the family, directed in on society. Just like China, they're going to take your property, they're going to take your children, they're going to sterilize you, they're going to inject you with cancer, they're going to put you in hospice, they're going to kill you. And if you resist, they're going to march the military out themselves. When they've completed their usefulness, will also be put into the carousel in this Logan's Run type scenario. But as long as the cops get petty power, they don't care if they're being killed. It's all about feeling like they're a winner, feeling like they're part of the power structure. And I ask the police, break out of your mind control. Realize what's happened to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I actually like to ask you, like, what do you think about Carl Bildt?
Carl Bildt is a member of the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, I heard that he went to these meetings, and I think he's like a total scumbag, because Sweden and England is like in the forefront of this whole scam. And we already have laws passed in Sweden last year called the FRA and the IPRED law. And it actually, what it does is that our military is listening to every single phone call and every single data.
No, I know. I know. That, look, your military is owned by offshore banks. They're carrying out a eugenics grid. I've always explained how the Pentagon calls it godlike power. I saw that in MIT magazine. It's now back in the news where they say everything will be surveilled. Smart dust and RFID are to be in all products, and the government can do a Google search of reality of the three-dimensional world. And there's Carl Bildt for people on screen that want to see him. And good to hear from you in Sweden, Thomas. John and Robert and others will go to you after this quick break. Then we've got for 20 minutes, we've got to talk about Sonia Sotomayor popping in. She wrote a book calling for your complete disarmament. The attorney general argued in federal court that no citizen should be allowed to own even a bolt-action 22 rifle. You have no individual right to keep and bear arms. And, hey, good luck, scumbag parasite control freaks. Good luck getting our guns, you chicken-neck bastards. You may be able to poison our water, you pieces of trash, but...
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame.
blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Deny they're poisoning the food and water by design. You can't. They're doing it. And a lot of you feel like you're against the Patriot movement, or you feel like you're winners because you're work for the FBI or federal marshals, or you're a police officer, or you're in the military, or you're a psychologist or psychiatrist that are all part of this. No, you're being hit by it too. And you're weak-minded if you don't decide to stand up and fight against it. I know a lot of you are good men and women out there, and you know, to have news hounds attack us and say we're making all this up when it's official government documents. They're destroying them on their own selves. It's just so stupid. It's so silly. We're telling the truth here. We told you they were going to bankrupt the world economy and bring in a new bank of the world that you'd pay carbon taxes to. And the media said I was a liar. We told you they'd announce world government. Media said I was a liar. Now they're doing it. I'm only reading what they say they've done and are going to do. And I have a right to self-defense. I'm going to talk about that coming up in about 25 minutes. You know, we have a right to defend ourselves from you murderers. And we just got to warn as many people as we can so folks know who we're dealing with and stand up against these people. God help you. I know you're not going to listen, police and military. You just got to drink the fluoride. You got to shoot your kids up. God almighty. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I want to get back to the core, but I want to make it real as real could be. I'm still trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's like, you know, you're great, man. And first thing I want to do, I had all this stuff, but you remember that movie, The War Games, where that guy came out and he says, you're going to have the whole planet, by a diode, because they had the computers and stuff. You know, that guy was, he was total reptilian, he came out with that statement. I mean, he says, you know, the guy, that little kid, you know, and you're going to have all this stuff.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about Obama's science czar and official government documents. But thank you. I really appreciate that call. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
Okay, I have called before. I run the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. I was able to get on the Michael Savage show yesterday and ask him about Bohemian Grove. I got that video up. People want to see it. It's Funkmaster 5, no number, just spelt out.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove kicks off tomorrow. They're going to have their human sacrifice rituals, their mock rituals, and it's actually the Press Democrat has got a report out on that and some videos are up on PrisonPlanet.com of protesters there. What did Lord Savage say?
Well, the interesting thing is he was very adamant about trying to avoid the main topic, which was the sacrifice and then the backgrounds behind the sacrifice, the pagan backgrounds and all that.
So what did he say about Bohemian Grove?
Well, he thought he was being joking about it. He thought the whole thing was funny. He said that, you know, he would want to go out there and get naked with the Republicans and see Newt Gingrich naked. And he was just being, he thought the whole thing was a joke, basically. So.
Well, the reason it's important is it shows this whole left-right thing is a complete joke. Generally, the Democrats like women, members of Congress, and the Republicans like men. And it's all completely staged. The Republicans all go out there and dress up like women and have sex with male prostitutes and porn stars and worship Satan. And I'm sorry if that sounds crazy. It's what they do. I mean, this world is run by the scum. But I appreciate your call. Larry Pratt's coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 20 minutes, Larry Pratt is our guest. We're looking at the confirmation hearings of Judge Sotomayor. And I have Reuters here from her testimony today. Sotomayor defends race comments at hearing. We'll cover this more tomorrow. And she said that she didn't mean her scores of comments about wise Latina women being better at making decisions than white men. Not just men, but white men particularly being the devil. Though her ancestors, I guess, were Spanish white men, but whatever. And it goes on to say the lady is expected to be confirmed. You know, as bad as that is, can you imagine if a white judge had said over and over again in speech after speech publicly and written books and letters and news articles, she's written op-ed pieces, saying white men, as a white man, I can make better decisions than a black woman or a black man or as a Hispanic woman. I mean, you wouldn't be confirmed to be dog catcher. But the eugenicists love playing all the races off against each other, and the white eugenicists love targeting their main target, whites, that aren't under their control, because they see them as rivals. This is all stated by the eugenicists. I'm going to cover it later. They've got to deal with them. Got to put those white males on Ritalin and Prozac. So you got that, the fact that she's a Mechula Raza, for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing, is her motto. She's a board member of that. So she's basically part of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I don't know. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, and I don't like Mechia and La Raza either. But why are their Klan groups okay? So, I criticize Khalid Muhammad saying we kill the white women, we kill the white babies, we kill the white women because of the military manufacturing centers. Why is it okay when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says kill whites, but if whites say kill blacks, it's all right to say kill the whitey? Obama picks anti-gun judge, and she wrote a book calling for the same thing as the attorney general did in the federal case last year in the D.C. gun ban, saying citizens have no right to any Second Amendment. It is only for the National Guard. So not only is she a very scary-looking woman, she's got that Janet Reno look going, so many of her rulings have been overthrown because she believes that if a black man makes a better score than a woman, that the woman should get the job. And that if a Hispanic gets a better score than a black person, they get the job. Or if, I mean, the lowest totem pole is a white male. Then it's white females. Then it goes up a chain, but the lowest scum is whites. I don't know why this is allowed, but I guess that's part of the new freedom. Now, we're about to go to break, but I want to bring him up now for this segment and the next. And that's Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, the only true national pro-Second Amendment group. It looks like Sotomayor is going to get confirmed, or what are you hearing up there on the Hill?
As long as the Republicans don't care to fight, I don't see very much likelihood, at least at the moment. I was reflecting on your comments, which I thought were excellent in introducing this segment. And she had her wise Latina remarks published, one of them anyway, published in the Berkeley School of Law Journal, edited by and published by La Raza, which, as you say, means the race, only the race, anything outside the race, toast. If a white man had said, as you were saying, something comparable, the other comparable thing would have been for him to have it published, had there ever been something as ludicrous, in the journal, in the law journal of the Ku Klux Klan. Because that's really what La Raza is. It's the Hispanic Klan. And they have a journal. The Kluxers never had one. So I guess it's inconceivable that a similar white racist remark would be published there.
Well, I mean, if a white professor wrote that white men were better, he would be kicked off.
He'd be an ex-professor.
Yeah, he would lose his tenure, but not when a wise Latina does it. Mm. And, you know, I'm just so sick of all the racism pouring out of that community. And then the scream bloody murder if anybody says, hey, don't say I should die, evil whitey.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, even though Michael Jackson's dad is saying that he thinks it's foul play, that story's starting to fade away, thank God. But now it's Sonia Sotomayor, and that's actually newsworthy because I've got the quotes from her book. I mean, this is a virulently anti-Second Amendment person. That's why you have Larry Pratt, executive directors of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, joining us. But we were just, for stations that just joined us, talking about her saying wise Latinas were better than white males. And she said, oh, well, she didn't mean that literally, even though she published it in law journals and gave speeches over and over again. And even though she is... worked with La Raza and Mecha and other groups and has actually advised and worked in the inner corporate workings of La Raza, whose motto is, for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. That's very Hitlerian, but people always call it reverse racism. Let me give you a little news tip. There's African tribes killing African tribes, Christians killing Muslims, Muslims killing Christians, animists killing Christians. There are Arab groups killing each other. There were Germanic groups killing each other. The Gauls killing the Visigoths. This stuff is ongoing. It's called tribalism. And this is a woman from a virulently anti-American, anti-white, gun-grabbing, just, I didn't know they stacked crap this high. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but I mean, I've been looking at her record. She is a, would be more at home in the Soviet Union. I would love to have a Hispanic Supreme Court person if she'd be pro-Second Amendment, pro-free market, pro-America. I could care less if she had purple skin. But this woman is just a classic. Looks like a CPS judge. I've gone in and seen the CPS courts where they're grabbing the families and breaking up the families. She looks like a eugenics court judge. But I'm going to shut up and go to Larry Pratt. Larry, tell us what you know about her. You're up there covering this on the Hill. Get into more on her race activity and also her gun-grabbing activity.
Well, I indeed would like to comment a little bit more on her racism. Because she's a Latina, we're not supposed to really talk about these things. It supposedly makes us racist to observe and comment on the fact that she's a racist. Well, I want to say something about that because that has come up a number of times when we've been interviewing the media. And I point out, bring it on. I'll be happy to talk about that. My wife was born in Latin America. In fact, her cousin just got elected president of Panama. Her first language was Spanish. She came to this country legally. She became an American. She chose to become a citizen of the United States because she really likes this country. She loves America. Unlike Judge Sotomayor, who was born in the United States, but when she went off to the hothouse Ivy League schools that took her in as a self-admitted affirmative action baby, she was taught to hate this country. That's what all too often happens when before somebody leaves one of those schools. They come out hating the very
country. Larry Pratt, that's my issue. I want to live in peace with everybody, but all the multiculturalists do is hype up division and constantly play it up. She says that if a white guy gets a better test score, he doesn't get the job. I mean, that is racism, and I'm sick of them replacing one ill equality with a whole nother ill equality. I mean, this is just out of control, and she wants my guns.
It was also sexism because the test was written, and you'll notice there was nothing in there about a physical component. Now, as much as I love my wife, and as really great a judge as she would make compared to this person, of course, that's not much of a compliment to anybody to compare them to Sonia Sotomayor. Would you want my wife hauling you out of a burning building or Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime? Obviously, you want a guy that could pass the highest physical test, and those weren't even a factor because they'd already zeroed that part of the whole thing
out. Yeah, let's be clear. better. Let's say you can bench press 300 pounds, squat 600. You can still blow your back out dragging 200-pound people out of buildings. And it's a proven fact. This just is not women's work. And we are different. We're a different species. That's why in every culture, it's the men that go off to war.
Yeah, well, at least...
I'm a man. I can't produce a baby in my womb.
Exactly. So there are some fundamental differences. Sorry, that's not politically correct, but golly, that is the way God made us. And, well, it's actually he that they don't like, and that's what we're really talking about. They don't like a law above government. They hate the idea that we have absolutes of right and wrong, and they certainly don't like a constitution. And, you know, she expressed herself so that whether you're a gun owner or whether you're concerned about property or any other issue, think about her view expressed here. She said, "The public expects the law to be static and predictable. The law, however, is uncertain and responds to changing circumstances." Well, she personifies the law. She thinks she is the law. She, in another speech at Duke a few years back, referred to herself as a policymaker. So when she talks about the public expecting the law to be static, yeah, that's so that if I buy a piece of property with the expectation I'm going to develop it, that I'm not going to have it taken away from me by the government the way she voted to allow happen in a very case that came before her.
Yeah, that's what's incredible. I mean, she would have been a good judge under Joe Stalin, and I don't just say
yes,
that. She's got a horrible voting record, and she constantly speaks in speeches and in rulings that she's making legislation when that's 101 that judges don't legislate. She says she's going to be an activist. She says she wants our guns, and I wouldn't care if she had green polka dots on her. If she was pro-Second Amendment, I'd support her, but I don't like her because she wants my guns and is a parasite. But of course, I'm not allowed to because she's a godlike Latina and I'm only an evil, wicked white devil.
That seems to be the way the Republicans have decided to respond, which is basically there's a war going on that the Democrats have launched. They want to destroy this civilization. They hate this country, at least those that have been trained in these Ivy League institutions and influenced by them. And they're coming for everything that we have, both materially and spiritually. They want it all. They want to eliminate it.
Larry, we've always told people this because we know who these people are, and we know the big banks control them and want to, you know, basically bankrupt us all. That's what, I mean, any old farmer will tell you, the local local banker wants to take over. I mean, this is a monopoly game, and the big central banks kind of just turn loose these cockroach parasite, you know, quote, liberals on us to kind of organize our society and shout us down. But when you talk about how they're coming for everything, we finally got the bill that passed the House, and it says no total federal zoning. They can throw you out of your house, no judge, jury. They can tell you what to do, what job to have, selectively enforce all industries, everything. I mean, this is really happening. We're really falling like we're falling into the Soviet Union or something. I mean, is this not the fall of the Republic we're witnessing, Larry Pratt, if Obama's able to get his whole agenda through?
With that one proviso, that if that you just stuck in, absolutely, we are watching the beginning of the end. Meanwhile, while we are watching something so catastrophic take place and so really clearly articulated, we're coming for you, the Republicans are holed up in the country club having a game of tiddlywinks. It's really disgusting. And the other thing that is of equally alarming concern is that the NRA, while it has said that they have concerns about the judge, they have not said the one thing that would make senators pause to think, I might be held accountable. The NRA has the staff, not the members or even the board, which is pleading with the staff. Go figure that. The staff refuses to say, we will score this vote on her nomination, on her confirmation. If you vote for her, you just eliminated all the nice votes you may have cast on the Second Amendment.
And we saw that in Texas when the NRA, when they were trying to ban shooting clubs for kids and shut down gun shows, the NRA was in the Dallas Morning News attacking me, but we still beat the bill. So the issue here is they're clearly controlled opposition. Gun Owners of America is the only true gun group. And more and more NRA members are starting to discover this, Larry.
They have this philosophy, apparently, nothing ventured, nothing lost. It's sort of the opposite of the old American can-do notion about nothing ventured, nothing gained. Let's set it out ahead of time. Even if they come on board, I do think it's an uphill fight to stop her. That's given. I mean, they got 60
because
votes.
She's a godlike Latina, and dirty whites can't, you know, just need to lay down and die.
Well, and Caligula just got his horse elected to the Senate, a.k.a. Al Franken. So so we won't speak about which end of the horse got elected.
That's a good one, Larry.
But in any case, we are in this desperate struggle, and we're just kind of watching things happen. We've been urging people, please call the NRA. If you go to gunowners.org, you'll find an alert we put out on it. It has an 800 number you can call. And tell them, hey, guys, there's a war. Get on the field. You've got weapons. You're equipped. Now, what if we lose? Which certainly we have to admit that right now, that's certainly the more likely outcome. We have to establish, we have to draw the line now so that when these Jaspers run for reelection, we can say, we told you, now we're coming for you. Now it's your turn. That's what happened, if you remember, on the Panama Canal. It got given away anyway. The Senate neglected to listen to the people. For the next 2-3 elections, those guys kept getting defeated. People will act if they're reminded, and of course we plan on reminding them.
And for those that don't know, you have a detailed report at gunowners.org detailing. She's probably, would you agree, one of the worst anti-gun judges we've ever seen?
Yeah, and she's not even that well informed. Orrin Hatch, of all people, maybe he's begun to feel a little heat. I still don't expect him to vote right. He's a real Judas goat. But he drilled her pretty well this morning. And she said, well, you know, according to Heller in the footnote 23, and it turned out that she knew about footnote 23 that talked about there hasn't been an incorporation of the Second Amendment. She didn't know what the case was that was behind it. She's just not well informed.
Well, she just knows she wants our guns so she can be our new slave master.
That's all she needs to know.
That's it. She's the master. We're the slaves. We're evil whites, and we will pay. All right, Larry Pratt, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, this racist is a monster. She needs to be defeated. We'll cover eugenics when we get back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Social engineers that run our society are control freaks. They want to run your life. They don't care about what color you are. They want to control you. They want to dominate you. They want to manipulate you. They want divide and conquer. And that's exactly what's happening now with eugenics. When you see multiculturalism, Sonia Sotomayor and her white devil comments and her I want your gun comments, it's all just meant to get us fighting with each other in the final equation. You never see Mecha and La Raza funded by the Fortune 500 talking about how they have death mills set up in the Hispanic neighborhoods to abort the babies. See, it's all about the illusion of diversity and all about training women to think as women, men to think as men, Hispanics to think as Hispanics, white to speak to think as whites. In the name of multiculturalism, but to actually be obsessed with race and obsessed from where you are and where you came from. So the media, the establishment can then play us all off against each other. And it's hard to not bite on it when you've got a racist who's a member of a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, and that's acceptable in the media to be a member of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. It's just not acceptable if you're part of the white Ku Klux Klan. And I've just frankly had enough of it. You know what? Even if I'm working on a film, even if I've got all this other stuff going on, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my articles and my files, and I'm going to do the first hour of the show tomorrow on eugenics. What's funny, Hartman? That was a what?
Sorry, man. I was just completing your sentences over here.
Okay. They're in there entertaining themselves. You know, at a certain point, I'm not the smartest person in the world. And I've got this figured out. I've got it all figured out. And I just don't get how all these other smart people, they can amass wealth, big houses, fancy cars, huge bank accounts. They can't figure it out. I talk to top scientists. I talk to lawyers. I talk to wealthy people. And I can convince them with the facts and the evidence, and I do, but they are never aware of what's going on. But then when you run into one of these globalists, one of these minions, one of these scientist technocrats, or one of these psychologists or psychiatrists, they know all about it. They go, well, we've got to get rid of the people. Oh, well, you just don't have the intellect to grasp that we've made the hard decisions that need to be made to cull humanity. And you'll notice, Mr. Jones, that you warn the public and they don't want you to help them. That's because they're genetically inferior and need to die. And so I guess in the final equation, it's a question of, do you want to survive? Do you want to live? Do you like them poisoning your food and water? Do you like the CPS, family court, eugenics, racial hygiene brigades is what they are, running around grabbing your children and your family? Do you like all the government documents and announcements of how they're putting poisons in your water and sterilizing you and putting cancer viruses in your vaccines? I mean, is this something that's fun to you? So I'm going to do the last 30 minutes of the show on eugenics, and I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to cover it again in different facets of it, because it's the only issue. It's all that matters. And then everything we see in government and social engineering and society feeds into that. So I'm going to try to summon the mental focus to really try to break this down simply and succinctly. And then I'm going to do program after program, broadcast after broadcast, detailing different subsectors of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, finishing up that hour I did on eugenics earlier. I want to ask you, the listeners, the viewers, people seeing this for the first time. Do you like having your destiny controlled? Do you like the scientific dictatorship of social engineers putting sterilants to sterilize you in the water, other chemicals that cause cancer, on record saying they're doing it to sterilize you and euthanize you and kill you in a collectivist socialist society? Like the science fiction movie Logan's Run, when you hit 30, they send you up the carousel to be blasted into bits, and it's a spectacle to the rest of the slaves. Have you accepted this mindset? I would say at least half the public I talk to, especially know-it-all, stupid, buck-toothed, white yuppies. So I guess Sotomayor's right in a way. everybody knows there's too many people and we got to sterilize and get rid of the poor. I don't like paying for them in welfare. That welfare was done by the eugenicists to get the quote undesirables on government payroll so they could institutionalize their kids and sterilize their kids. That's what Planned Parenthood was set up for. A fact. But my question to you is just overall, how do you think I should approach this? How do you think we should approach this? How do you think we should start an organization, write more articles, promote Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com? That isn't enough. Make films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, what do I do knowing from United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments and Presidential Decision Directives and State Department Memorandum 200 and the textbook written by John P. Holdren, Obama's science czar, and one of Bush's top advisors co-wrote it, Paul Ehrlichman. Ehrlich. I mean, this isn't just another story. Like, oh, Alex was on air talking about the pirates in the Mediterranean, or Alex was on the air talking about the rainforest, or Alex was on air talking about Sonia Sotomayor wanting our guns. I mean, there is a scientific dictatorship being set up. The Pentagon brags that it's a godlike, that's their quote, it's back in the news today. In fact, put that on screen, that godlike control piece from the Pentagon, with satellites and tracking and cell phone and surveillance and smart dust and RFID, tracking everywhere we go, everything we do. The Pentagon puts out public white paper saying we won't even need troops soon. We'll just need technicians to oversee the robotic factories that are going to build combat droids and remote control AI aircraft to take on the population. Everything's being taken out of our hands. We are going into a engineered society. And you can debate whether you want to be in an engineered global system, a global government, but we're not being asked if we want to be in that. And there's not a big public debate about it. And then when you look at who's running it, it's a bunch of control freaks who are into reducing the world's population numbers, and they admit in their own documents, for control and power and domination over society. And then meanwhile, we have this denial. Here's the story. Liberal website claims source of Holdren controversy is radical right wing. And they call us black helicopter kooks and say we made up the Holdren thing. There's no book. There's no document. None of it is real. I'll put it over here. They're basically saying none of it is real and we're just making all this up. And that gets into the whole other issue of what is this, mass mental illness? I mean, we've got all these UN documents, all these public statements, all the climate czars and the environmental cops in England and the U.S. saying we need to only have one child and the carbon footprint's too big and saying that only essential travel is going to be allowed. I mean, a huge neo-feudal straitjacket is coming down on us. And when we source his book, we have scans of it and photos of it. And they just say it doesn't exist. We're liars. Kind of like if I put a clip up of Al Gore calling for world government run by environmentalists, which is what Obama's science czar says, to a global police force to carry out the sterilizations, to carry out the CPS taking everyone's children, to carry out the euthanasia. I mean, it's everywhere. And do these fools... I don't know what it is about kind of the Star Trek atheist type. I see them all over YouTube saying there's no New World Order, there's no eugenics plan, but then they'll add, oh, but eugenics is a good idea. You know, they get off on claiming like they're the priest or the witch doctors, that they know how the world works and they're going to decide. And I'm not even attacking atheist here. It's just always atheist I see promoting eugenics. They'll say it doesn't exist out of one side of the mouth, and then out of the other side, say it's a good idea, though. And then you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg running around saying the same thing. And I covered all these news articles in the New York Times and everywhere else. I got two of them right here where they're saying having a family isn't good. This article says having children makes you unhappy. Titled, "Does Having Children Make You Unhappy?" And then this other one I showed earlier says, break up with your husband, don't be married. This is the system wanting you totally isolated, and where only the state is your family. And they write textbooks saying this. I mean, it's so diabolical that we've given the world over to these horrible people and let them run our lives. And we write all these articles saying it's bipartisan. Both Republican and Democrat leaders are eugenicists. And we write articles saying it's not partisan. And so then we get called right-wing people, and they link to our article that's against partisanship, trying to explain, instead of getting caught up like in a washing machine, going in circles, arguing about left and right, that all that is a false projection, a false reality, a false template to confuse the whole issue where people can't even discuss issues. I'm like, Sotomayor wants our guns. Here's her quotes. She doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. And you're like, oh, you don't like Mexicans or you don't like Puerto Ricans. I'm like, no, I don't care about that. She's a control freak, New World Order person. See, it's all about, well, it's a woman. Oh, well, Obama's black, so you can't, I still get dozens of emails a day about the Obama deception saying you just don't like black people. When the whole film is black people speaking out against him, saying, look, he's a puppet, he's a front man for the New World Order. So they have white supremacists come out and attack Obama. Now all blacks will support him no matter what he does. Just like they have the left, fully discredited, attacks Bush, so then right-wingers all support Bush no matter what, because it's groupthink. We're all in these little groups, and that's the great game. That's what these eugenicists are doing. That's how they're controlling us. That's how they're manipulating our society. And it's all socioeconomic. It's all sociology. It's all psychology. It's all anthropology. I've got a declassified public CIA document they admit is theirs about how to torture people, how to break their will, how to control societies. And it's exactly what they're doing through our media. I have a 2004 Army manual about how to stage terror attacks. They teach Army captains in Black Ops how to stage terror and blame it on people. I mean, this is standard procedure, and I can't get the public to admit that's going on. But when you realize they've done thousands and thousands of chemical, biological, and radiological tests inside the United States against the American people, against troops, against minorities, against women, against foster children, they've killed U.S. citizens thousands of times. They've killed troops on record. Again, the film Endgame documents it. The free bibliography at whatistheendgame.com has everything in the film there posted as government links and documents. Go look at it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Verify this for yourself. And then ask yourself, do you like the government putting chemicals in the water that sterilize you, greatly reduce your fertility? They've got to do it incrementally. They're testing it right now. They admit they are. Do you like the sperm count dropping by almost 90%, 87% in Europe and the United States? Do you like the fact that in water supplies that aren't even connected to sewer runoff, they're finding high levels of Prozac-type drugs and birth control? It's being added. Do you like the fact that White House technology czar, science czar, is calling for this? Folks, they're already doing it, just like they were already chemtrailing us. And then the exact recipe, the exact cocktail we documented that's been sprayed on us, that's being sprayed, they now admit, oh, yeah, we're doing the global spraying. That was all just testing. See, exactly what we said they were putting in the water from the test that had been done by universities and even mainstream news, but they never say why it's there. They just say, isn't this funny? Shouldn't be there, but it is. Exactly what we said they're doing, they're now proposing. The Japanese government's proposing putting drugs in the water to, quote, calm the public and to put sterilants in the water. This is already going on. When they started proposing a national ID card 5 years ago, they'd already signed a treaty 4 years before in 2000 creating a world ID card. When they tried to pass a law to allow warrantless wiretapping, they'd already been doing it for decades. See, when they roll something out, that means it's already system-wide. They are sterilizing you and poisoning you. Sodium fluoride alone, of over 200 chemicals they add to the water, sodium fluoride alone massively increases bone cancers, especially in the young. It attacks every organ, massively increases diabetes and a overworking and burning out of the pancreas that produces insulin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fact. Now, you may like your feet rotting off and your toes getting chopped off and your legs getting chopped off. You may like your kids dying of brain cancer at 5 and the news saying it's completely normal and having benefits. You may think it's normal and fun to have them doing this to you, but it's sick. It's sick. Let me go over some of the notes I've written. Stuff like Michael Jackson and the rest of this isn't just a distraction. It's about them setting the agenda into petty issues. We have to set the issue in the debate and make it about eugenics and who the social architects and who the social engineers are. Who is setting up this government? Who controls these private central banks openly announcing world government? All of this is now happening. This textbook that he wrote for government policymakers that has now been implemented, Obama's science czar, is the Bible of how we live our lives today, what we're under, what these planners are doing to us. And it's important to be aware of that. Just want to add that, again, this is bipartisan and that George Bush and the last few presidents before him all supported this. This puts us all in the same boat. Police officer, fireman, school teacher. It's all government employees now against private citizens. Now the government's taking over what's left of private industry in a vertically integrated fascist society. They want to bankrupt the economy to make you dependent on them. Their own documents, their own statements state this. They want us all dependent. They want us all off the land. They want to shut down the farms and ranches with the animal ID and premises ID to force you to eat GMO food designed to sterilize you. We've had geneticists and engineers on about that. They want you under their control so they can have their way with you. They want you sleeping mentally and psychologically. The metaphor is the vampire coming in the dark while you're asleep. If you wake up, they, with their television mind control, tell you lay down, stand down. It's not happening. Don't believe that. Choose your own reality. Perception's reality. There were WMDs. Fluoride's good for you. Lay down. Lay down. So we're all in the same boat. Police, military, it doesn't matter. Listen to me and go check out the claims I've made and the documents we've posted at whatistheendgame.com, endgamethemovie.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. Go read our Population Control for Dummies article Paul Watson did. This is the most important thing in your life, folks, outside of getting yourselves right with God and starting to have confidence in yourselves again and starting to believe in yourselves again. I can't believe how unconfident the general public is. I can't believe how fearful people are. I can't believe how fearful you are just of what your neighbors say and do. You know, I got a lot of neighbors that like me and listen to the show, but I got some that literally, when they find out who I am, will not talk to me and run in their houses when they see me. Because they hear these shows and they are invested in the baloney system. They're invested in this false reality. They're invested in all this crap. We're dealing with a death cult. That's what the New World Order is. Look at Hitler. Look at Stalin. They were funded by the very same eugenicists, the same social engineers, the same collectivists. Every time they get in control, they try to forcibly reduce numbers. It's their spirit. It's their nature. You don't worry about death individually or worry about social death, what your neighbors think of you anymore, when you realize the big picture and that you've got the facts and somebody's got to warn the people and stand up against this. This information is so explosive, so incredible, so damning that if we'll just move the ball and expose what these eugenicists are doing, how they're in control, how they brag, how they've engineered society to carry out mass extermination, they will fall. Just like I kept telling you for years, audit the Fed. And now it's all over news, all over TV. There's a huge rebellion on. Everybody wants to know. And they're going to beat it this time, but not the next time or the time after that. It is a process. You have to continue to fight somebody to beat them. You don't normally knock somebody out the first time you pop them. And we got to learn how to fight. We got to get our butt kicked a few times before we learn how to fight. Then we can start fighting bigger fighters. It's the same thing politically. We've got to get confident. We've got to get focused. We've got to get off of the petty issues, even within the Patriot movement, the infighting and the, you know, it's like some kind of high school politics of a panopticon and a pantheon of different characters and who's the biggest and who's the best. And so I'm the most popular and so I'm the one that's always talked about and derided. And then all that does is actually make me that much bigger. But it's overall sick to the movement because we need everybody who's informed to move forward to warn the public and to wake people up so they're aware of what's going on. I mean, this is life and death. This isn't a game. This is all coming to a head. In the final segment, I want to get into how I see them launching mass bio and chem attacks in the future and what their end game is. And then tomorrow in the first hour, we will revisit this amongst other important guests and information. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website we're streaming live on right now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item.
This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Magic Phone Guard, for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard's state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private.
The CIA bought PhoneGuard, and so should you.
Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
What's been happening is I've been ranting,
living on the road, my friend.
And like in that hour earlier I did on eugenics, I was thinking all these articles and I'm just putting them up on screen as I talked. I'm going to go into my eugenics files I have right out there and print off some other stories. In the first hour, I'm really going to walk through more of it and go through their mindset, their philosophy. I've just got to make a whole film just about eugenics. I mean, Endgame does that, but it also covers their geopolitical system, how they control it, who they are. Man. What's sick is 99.9% of us are being hurt by this. And a lot of people out there, because they feel like they're part of the system, are just, I don't care, I'm going to go ahead and go along with it. But what really worries me is how they're in the Washington Post saying they're going to forcibly inject all the kids in the U.S. first. England says they're going to inject their whole population. Mainstream news is saying you'll have to take a flu shot in the fall. It'll be the law. They've implemented the executive order. And I don't care what your executive order says. You can go jump in a lake for all I care. You can go fly a kite. That's a nice way of saying it. You can shove it where it's not too sunny. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not taking your crap. I know you're a bunch of murdering control freaks. And I've been around these people. I've seen their presentations. Oh, we never got to Holdren talking about weather engineering. We actually have the video now. Did you send that to Watson and Kurt? I'm going to get them to get it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, or is it already up there? Oh, Aaron got it up? Well, since Aaron is here, let's just have him post it. He can post to InfoWars. Yeah, that'll be up in a few minutes at the end of the show. I want you to at least be able to see it if you're online. But because I've been showing AP articles and Wall Street Journal articles about it, why not just show Peanut Head himself say it? This is a guy who wants to kill you deader than a hammer, and he's doing a good job of it. Now he's going to spray some aluminum on you. Have you noticed the public's like pretty much retarded now, myself included? I mean, I'm like genius level because I can talk. Half the public is kind of like, oh, now. And I mean, it's sad. And then since we're all going to be retarded now, they're trying to pass a law where you can't say the word retarded. See, I mean, we're going into tyranny here, folks. Look, I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3. I love y'all. Black, white, Hispanic, purple, green. I don't care. As long as you love liberty, I love you. But if you hate my freedom, you're my enemy. And we're all in this boat together. And they got big plans for this flu shot, this triple jab, and we're in trouble. So in closing, I want to thank some of the sponsors of ColorBlue.com. Did you know that there could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, ColorBlue, ColorBlue.com, with the ColorBlue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtered process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you are drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about this on the show, folks. You need to go check it out at ColorBlue.com. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ColorBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. And in closing, one final sponsor, HomeGain, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Max, the little orange gorilla, can be linked through at Infowars.com. On the banner, they got everything's free on the site. The free home sale maximizer is my favorite. Tells you what the most inexpensive repairs and upgrades are that'll give you the biggest sale increase. They got a bunch of other free estimate of your home's value, giving you internally what the market's really saying your house is worth. HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Max, a little orange gorilla. Retransmission starts now with a jam-packed radio show today at Infowars.com. See you back live tomorrow. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.